Morning Show on Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS.
We're just talking about gaining weight, and so I figured this story would be good. New record for world's most expensive ice cream.
Oh, God, here we go. Gold. It's got gold leaf on it.
Because it was an expensive hamburger yesterday, right?
Yeah, so dumb.
$700, caviar, gold leaf, Wagyu.
There's no better hamburger than the hamburger my dad used to grill on our grill out in the backyard. Still to this day, there's no better hamburger.
Really? You never had a better one, huh?
Nope, I don't think so.
Did you ever stand there and watch him know his secret?
I never watched him put the meat together. I watched him grill them, but I never watched him put to see what he put in them. My dad was a great cook.
Oh, was he one of those guys chop up stuff and mix it into his...
You know. My mom wasn't like, she cooked every night but because she had to, but she didn't enjoy it. My dad loved cooking. My dad's fried chicken and my dad's...
I'm sure there's probably a little bit of early times in everything that he cooked.
Well, whatever it was delicious. And to this day, you can take your $700 burger and shove it right up.
Early times, you got that little sweetness on that.
Correct.
So I'm sure.
Probably a little bourbon burger. I bet you.
A little dabby dab.
Yeah.
Dabby dab.
So you can take your $700 burger. Probably had cheap meat from Kroger's and whatever he did to it and grilled it just right. It was delicious.
You're not supposed to do anything to a burger, by the way.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Salt and pepper?
Nah. Just on the outside, but you're not supposed to mix it in. You're not supposed to put in onion. You're not supposed to put in any spices or anything like that. You're supposed to just grill the meat, sprinkle a little salt, pepper, and some onion powder on it.
Well, you were steaming your meat the other day when you made your garbage pail.
No. That was already. I made the patties beforehand. So you make the patties beforehand so that you don't have to do it so slow and then everybody gets to eat all at once. And what you do is once you've made all the patties, you dip them in a little beef broth, brings it back, throw it onto the grill, and you throw the cheese on. It melts it perfectly. Burgers cook perfectly.
You dip them in beef broth?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So you cook the burger beforehand. Throw it in a little warm.
You weren't in on the grill. You were on the stove.
I was out in the grill. I brought them in from the grill. But even so, it was
steamy and the cheese.
You put it on a griddle anyways. You're not supposed to really do it on a grill. You're supposed to do it on a griddle. Mm-hmm. It's a smash burger style. Put it on the griddle.
Oh, so you did them on the grill.
Fries the
and
outside.
And then you brought them in. Beef broth on the griddle.
Where the hell's my pizza, Francisco?
It's only been 5 minutes.
I just got an update. He's actually sending one to us right now.
Well, good.
Yeah, so it's on its way.
Yeah, if we asked for something, we want it.
Get it fast enough.
Who thought I was kidding?
I'm just giving you an update.
All right.
There are three things we never joke about, and that's food, booze, and weed. And if we ask for it, you bring it.
But this ice cream, $6,700 per scoop.
Get out of here.
All right.
So stupid.
No, please leave.
All right, so what do you think?
No.
It's a new world record, luxury ice cream brand in Japan called Celato, like C-E-L-A-L-A-T-O.
Go ahead. It's made from a rare cow's milk.
It's a new flavor they came up with called Bukkake. No, it's... But look, Jordan, look, I want you to look at the word, look at that.
Say it out loud, Jordan.
Didn't it look like that right off the
bat? Bukkake.
Bukkake?
You're pretty close.
Bukkake. It's spelled B-Y-A-K-U-Y-A, and it's pronounced Bukkake. It's a new flavor.
They got gold leaves in it, too?
Let's see. What makes it so darn expensive? Yeah. $6,700 a scoop. The ingredients include edible gold leaf.
See,
that's what it always is.
It's cheating. That's so stupid.
Because does gold leaf have any flavor whatsoever? Does it change? I mean, does it have texture?
I can't imagine it does.
Leafy? It's like a breath strip, or you put a gold leaf in your tongue and it melts. There's nothing. I don't know. Wow. Is anyone eating it?
Yeah, I've had Goldschlager.
Yeah, but that's different because you can't taste anything. There's no texture to it.
I feel like you wouldn't be able to taste the gold anyway.
Anybody having this gold leaf?
I love gold.
Gold on my chain. Gold on my
chain. This is what you say as you lick your ice cream. All right, let's real quick. Let's get Vince. Hey, Vince.
Hey.
Did you order me a pizza?
No, it's Francisco.
Francisco's got a cover.
Francisco, get us.
By the way, Gold Leaf has no flavor. It's flavorless.
All right. Let's see. Where were we? Oh, the ice cream scoop.
Dumb. Oh, yeah. What was it? Why is it so expensive? Besides the Gold Leaf, because Gold Leaf has no flavor. So that's just stupid. It's there for no reason.
So you did look that up?
I looked it up, and it has absolutely no flavor.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that is cheating when you're putting the value on something. It adds nothing to the food or texture of the food, flavor or texture. Okay, that's $6,700 a scoop. So first thing was edible Gold Leaf.
Mm-hmm.
Ew. A fancy Parmesan cheese.
Ew. No.
On ice cream.
Okay.
Hmm.
No, it's Japanese Gross. People. They like
stuff like
that. They
don't know how to do
like
ice
that.
Cream. Go ahead, what else?
A rare white truffle.
There we go.
Grown in Italy, that costs $7,000 a pound. Now I'm curious.
That's it right there.
Just to find out what that thing. $7,000 a pound? How in the hell would you even cook that? Eat it raw? Truffle?
Oh. Well, no, you shave it. It's like a...
Yeah,
you would shave it onto like pasta or something like that. Or ice cream, I guess. It's very pungent.
I prefer eating my truffles with hair on them.
Oh.
I like the texture.
You're going to charge more.
That's nasty.
Yeah. So it's like a sweet and savory thing they're doing in one bite.
It's also got something called sake kazu. It's a yeasty paste.
I try to not eat yeasty paste.
That's left over when you make rice wine.
Oh.
So it's like at the bottom of the barrel, that yeasty paste. Scrape topping.
Okay.
Japanese people. My God.
Mmm.
Gross.
It doesn't sound so
people.
Good so far.
Not the people. The people are gross.
Yeah.
But they can. They are very. They can. They'll make something crazy up.
Mm-hmm.
Look, it turns out tasty. I guess apparently that has a fruity taste. They say it took a year and a half to perfect the recipe. So a year and a half going. Ew.
Don't put
add
that
some
in.
Yeasty paste.
Mmm. Delicious. Mm. This is it. We found it.
And it supposedly tastes great. They say it's extremely rich, meaning rich as far as like I can only eat a bite.
Yeah, well, I think that's the truffle too. That's
you got to be rich to even eat it.
That's why even a little bit of truffle is enough. You don't.
$6,700 per scoop.
I love gold.
I mean, I'm not paying for it, but if somebody bought it, I'll try it. I suppose.
If somebody bought it. I mean, I know when you go to an ice cream place, and when I go with my wife and I get something, she's always like, but if somebody buys
a $6,700
scoop of ice cream, that's not a shared liquor. You know what I'm saying? We're not going, here, let's pass this thing around so everybody gets taste. Like, no, I bought it. I'm eating this whole goddamn scoop.
No, you're just doing one, two, three.
No,
three.
I'm going to savor it. I'm going to really work that cone, but I'm not letting anybody else lick it.
You know what to do, George.
Don't even ask. I mean, to even ask is an asshole move.
What if I give you some money? Can I have a lick? What if I give you
$100? Give me $1,200 for a lick.
My licks are worth way more than $1,200.
How much would you charge for that?
Wow.
On your menu of, ultimate menus.
Giggity.
How much did you charge for that?
Oh, boy.
I had this discussion the other day. Me and my wife. It's like, so how much did you charge if you were a hooker? I'm like, really? I don't know. How much did you pay for it, baby?
I think I could get $1,000 BJ.
Would the rate change if it was a man or a woman? Do you think you get better beej or better meej?
Oh, better veej or
better,
beej?
Better veej or beej. If you had to give your skill level.
Well, probably I would say Veej because there's also a passion, you know.
But I think, yeah, exactly. If you're not giving any passion, I ain't paying $1,000 no Veej.
No, but I'm competitive, too. So I like to really, like, know that when I see that what I'm doing to something, Like, I'm going, I'm making, wow. So look, if, I'm, if, what
I,
I'm make,
if I act all
giggity,
bored,
giggity.
You're just going to go crazy.
Oh, then it's on.
Tasmanian beach.
Giggity goo guy.
I don't know about a Tasmanian beach.
No, probably not.
Those Tasmanian people. Gross. Ray, I probably got a little space between this.
Yeah, yeah, space.
Space between.
Stay at home, Veronica.
Okay. Okay.
A little science news. Oh, Heidi, I got a recall. On those candles, I found out what it was.
Oh, the Target candles.
Target candle recalling 5 million candles because they burn.
Is Casa Luna on there?
No, it's recalling the Threshold brand candles in glass jars because the glass can break or crack, causing lacerations and burns. So it's not so much a fire hazard. Because the candle will catch something on fire, of course it will. But the glass
is so hot, the glass breaks,
and then it.
Oh dear!
Causes fire.
Okay.
So if you have Threshold candles from Target, there's a recall. So take them back to Target. Get your money back. There's also. Anybody use a waffle maker?
Yeah.
I mean, you have one. I'm talking.
Just used it this past weekend.
Really?
Yep.
What'd you make?
I made a chicken and waffle sandwich.
Seems like
breakfast.
A silly question, but I get what you're saying. You maybe use it for something else.
Chicken waffle sandwich.
Yeah, so I made two waffles, and then I had some of those chicken patties, and made the chicken patties, and then I, put them in between the waffles and.
Chicken. Didn't put some mac salad on top of that. Some French fries, meat sauce, cheese, made garbage syrup.
Garbage plate.
Garbage
just,
waffle.
Just syrup.
He made the white chicken and waffles. I hear you. Go on, Johnny.
Nobody's going to Johnny's Chicken and Waffles.
Exactly.
That's John Coe's.
John Coe's
Chicken and Waffles. Don't Pico.
No.
Served with mac salad and white rice.
No. What? That place wouldn't have a line ever. Roscoe's lying around the city.
He think of that location closed down. He got a in. No, sir. Was the chicken fried?
No.
Listen. Okay, be quiet.
It was boiled.
It was boiled.
It was the whitest of white chicken.
That's
you
white
get.
People chicken.
No, it was one of those chicken patties that you get. That you put them on like a hamburger bun.
Like a fritter.
No, he's talking about like an actual chicken patty, like a chicken patty. Hamburger, but it's a chicken patty.
Yeah.
Like a Tyson's
ew. Chicken patty.
Oh my
god. It was delicious.
I am so
I'm so hungry.
I'm starving.
Hey.
I'm so ashamed. Don't do that no more, Johnny. don't eat those.
Well,
I'm gonna stop. Sorry.
Do you know what type of waffle maker you have? Because the Empower brands is recalling nearly 500,000 waffle makers because they're better at burning people than batter.
Ooh.
You've probably got the Hamilton Beach. No relation.
Can't imagine why you have a weight problem.
Oh, or the Oster.
She knows brand names of waffle makers.
Well, yeah, that is, maybe that would be the first step, first sign. Saying, why would I have some bit of weight problem? Yeah.
She's the only one who could name 50 brands of snow cone machines.
What? Why is my belly big?
Come right back.
Mercedes-Benz of Encino wants to put you in the car of your dreams. And with our vast selection of hundreds of new and pre-owned luxury vehicles, you'll find a car that you love for an exceptional price. Mercedes-Benz of Encino will even buy your current vehicle from you. With today's market calling for top dollar offers, now is the perfect time to sell. So come in today for a test drive on Ventura Boulevard in Encino or visit us at mbencino.com. Mercedes-Benz of Encino, pursuing client satisfaction to perfection.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins.
Join the millions of people who are celebrating going hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Footwear you just step into and they're on.
It's crazy how something as simple as a pair of shoes have made my life better.
After trying Skechers Slip-ins, I want all my shoes to have this technology. See what everybody can't stop talking about. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show. We were talking about millennials and boomers earlier, or the war of the generations. You guys always say this. Well, you guys always say this.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess when you're the boomer generation, you probably think that you know everything. And it's you can't teach an old dog something new. It's like, I've been around for a long time. I know that. But just like the other day on the show, when we mentioned the puffy, greasy chip, the bugle. And Heidi's like, because they're shaped like bugles. I'm like, oh, my God. That's why they call them that.
Yeah.
Bugles. I get it now. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know,
enlightened.
52 years old when I learned that bugles are called that because they're shaped like little bugle horns.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Dumbass. So have you learned something later in life that you probably should have known? Like you thought it was that way the whole time? And then you heard the real reason or what it really is. You're like, ew. I'm an idiot.
Well, I will say, most of my life, we didn't have a lot of fast food in my hometown of Batesville, but we did have a Kentucky Fried Chicken, and we had a Hardee's. I think that was it at the time when I was there. And it wasn't until I was, not today years old, but maybe in my 40s somewhere, where I learned that Colonel Sanders, that's a bow tie. That's not his whole body. Because when I was younger, I was like, oh, he's like a stick. It's like his body, and that's his big, giant head. Like a bucket head, you know?
You thought the bucket of chicken is about his bucket-sized head?
Yeah, on his little body.
On his little stick figure body, but which was actually his black tie.
It's a bow tie. Tie. Yeah. Now, but once
tied like a shoelace, so you thought that was his arms and legs. And
correct, because it's just like a stick, like a black stick figure. Yeah.
That's funny.
That's really good.
So if you pop up that picture, yeah, you can't unsee it. Right, you'll see it forever. You'll see that that's his body.
Once you know what it is, you can't see it any other way. But you thought you saw it, and so you couldn't see that he was wearing a white suit.
I had to be like, okay, wait.
818-955-2955, do you have something that you learned much later in life? Probably should have known it before then. And it was quite embarrassing when you found out.
Yeah, that's his body.
Oh.
He's like kicked his right leg out a little bit. And he's like, come get my chicken.
Get my chicken. In a bucket the size of my head. Oh, my God. That's great. Here's a text coming. You always text what you learned later, much later than you should have. Text HF and then whatever it is to 68683. Says, I only recently found out that ponies are not baby horses.
Oh, right.
Say what?
Yeah.
I thought that for a long time, too.
A baby horse is a foal.
It's a colt, isn't it?
A colt's a boy.
Is it?
Yeah.
I like the things I'm learning.
Maybe a baby.
It's a foal?
Maybe a baby girl a baby horse deer. Is a foal.
Yeah, a baby girl is a foal.
And a baby boy horse is a colt. Yeah, and a pony's a pony.
I haven't watched enough Yellowstone to find this out yet.
And a gelding has no nuts.
And a mule and jackass.
Well, a donkey is a jackass. A mule is just a mule. A donkey and a jackass are the same. Right? And a mule's a mule.
Well, a foal is a baby horse.
Okay.
Both sexes.
A mare is a female. Oh, adult.
That's a female
that's
horse.
That's a female adult horse.
That's right.
It's a colt.
Oh, man.
Is a boy horse.
Like a teenage horse? Jumping around?
See, this show really is educational. We might as well be teaching an animal
male
husbandry
horse
class.
That's younger than 4 years old is a colt.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Okay. All right.
Great.
What was the next one?
Oh, I haven't done the next one yet. We got Alex. Hello, Alex.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What did you learn much later in life? You probably should have known already.
Well, growing up, my parents are hardcore Mexicans, so my mom never speaks English. Growing up, she used to tell us, hey, would you guys like some green cheese? So, like, yeah, so she used to make us green cheese for breakfast. Come to high school, I came to find out that it was called grilled cheese, not green cheese.
Oh, grilled cheese. Oh, do you want green cheese? Green cheese.
Yes, correct.
So when she said grilled cheese, it sounded like green cheese?
No, she would say green cheese. So she couldn't pronounce the grill part.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, but you could speak English when you went to school. It's like, can I get a green cheese?
Well, yeah, wouldn't she call it like queso verde or something?
No, she's called green cheese because she tried to pronounce it in English.
She's going to say grill. Yeah, exactly. She's trying to say she's like, green cheese.
I didn't know. Okay, I got it.
The green cheese.
So, me growing up, I used to go to Chris's Burgers and be like, hey, can I have a grilled cheese? Green cheese. I'm like, what is that?
Oh, no.
So I felt stupid. So.
Oh, okay, Alex. Thank you so much. Do you want a 95.5 KLOS t-shirt?
Sure, I'll take one.
Hooray! Let's see what size this is. It's a small.
Yeah.
Are you small?
Well, I'm fat, so I mean, I'll wear it still. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Great. If you get this t-shirt, please, I want you to put it on and post and tag us in it, because that'd be great.
Oh, I will.
Every winner never gets a shirt that fits.
I will not. Right.
It's our thing.
Yeah, so.
I'm going to go ahead and smoke my blunt and send a picture to you guys.
Yeah.
Perfect.
While you're eating a green cheese. Thank you. Stay on hold, Alex. We'll hook you up with that t-shirt. For the longest time, I thought Mick Jagger's name was Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger.
Like McDonald?
Yeah. MacGyver?
Yeah. It's Mick Jagger. Thought it was Irish.
Yeah. Mick Jagger.
It's Mick Jagger. hello, James.
Hey, I just like to let you guys know that a mule is a horse and a donkey crossbreed. It's like a liger. They can't reproduce.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
All right.
Okay. Oh, thank you. A mule is a crossbreed. And a jackass is two donkeys doing it.
No, a jackass is just a male donkey.
What's a female donkey? A Heidi?
Hee-haw!
A female jackass?
That's going to be my new laugh. I'll get you back one way or another.
Hello, Angel.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What'd you learn much later in life?
So I grew up speaking Spanish as well, like the last guy. I have three words. I have pina sol, pan molibe, and ajax. Can you guess what I was trying to say?
Wait, what was the first one?
Say it again.
Pina sol.
Pine sol.
Pine sol, yeah.
It's pine sol, and then pan molibe.
Palm olive.
Oh, palm olive.
Yeah, and ajax.
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 Yeah, so I grew up just speaking those just all through my life. And then I worked at a restaurant when I was like a sophomore in high school. And my boss said, get this and this. And he told me, he was telling me, I was writing the list. I was like, I never heard of these words in English. So I was like 17 or 16.
Oh, no. And you were like,
I was so embarrassed.
What the hell is Ajax?
Ajax?
Yeah, I was like, what is Ajax? What the hell is
Pink soul.
What's palm olive? What the hell is palm olive? You know?
Thank you, Angel.
I bet that happens a lot when you're learning.
Dan thought ponies are baby horses.
Yeah. But
they're not. I guess they're just bred that way. Hey, Kevmo.
Hey. Hey, now. Angel, good Lord. Yeah. Ajax. Listen, my thing. I didn't know that the Hollywood Wax Museum was mannequins with wax heads. I thought the entire body was made out of wax.
I thought so too.
Navel, genital. Really? It's not.
It's a
mannequin
not?
With a.
It's a mannequin with a wax head. Oh, I didn't know that either. Damn,
Kevmo. Oh, wow.
Okay, today years old.
So bad.
Now we all look
feel better now.
Thank you, Kevmo.
Yeah.
A female donkey is a Jenny.
Oh.
Not a Jack. Jack is a male donkey.
Okay. Hello, Carrie.
Hey, how's it going?
We're good. Right.
What did you learn later in life that you should have known?
Okay, so whenever I heard somebody say, the dingo ate my baby, I would always crack up. Number one, I didn't know a dingo was real, and I didn't even know the story was real. And then until last year when the poor woman whose baby got ate by the dingo got vindicated.
Oh, my God. So then you say, I'm laughing at that the whole time, and I'm laughing at a woman whose baby got eaten by a dog, essentially.
Yeah, and not only am I laughing at it, I'm walking around saying it, right? That, you know, we get smoked out, the dingo ate my baby. Oh, my God, it was real.
And you had no idea what that was as a real story about. Okay, thank you, Carrie.
Smoke weed every day.
Hello, Yellow Feather.
Should we break it to her that they serve shrimp on a barbecue grill?
Yeah.
Hello, Yellow Feather.
Hey, how you doing? That sounds pretty good. You know what I grew up thinking? I was thinking one thing.
The white man can be trusted?
And, no. That you can't, you can't depend on everything to be the same ever. Ever. A jack is so many things. A ball is so many things. A woman, man, she's so many things. Heidi, I love you. Frank, I love you. You guys rock. You guys don't all gel, but I love you.
Thank you.
Right on, y'all.
Thank you,
Yellow Feather.
I mean, I guess he's right.
That's got to be hard to learn.
Right.
Stuff like that.
But I see it said something. It was like, how do you learn English when you see the word yacht? How do you not just give up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't care. I don't need to learn English.
Mm-hmm. Another text coming in says, my cousin quotes Yogi Berra on a regular basis. Never knew it was a real person. Always thought it was the bear. He's still Yogi Bear. I never really saw the cartoon. Thought it was full of ridiculous quotes.
Yeah.
A high school boyfriend once told me I gave him blue balls. I didn't remember purchasing any baseball, basketball, or football for him. I was continuously perplexed until age of 32 what blue balls were. You gave me blue balls. I never gave you a
say
ball.
What?
I never bought you balls once.
Oh, my God.
I thought morning sickness meant being nauseous before noon, so my family was shocked when I announced that I had morning sickness at age 10. I'm also a guy.
Mm-hmm. I thought that for a long time too, that you're sick when you're pregnant, you're sick in the morning, but it's the morning of your pregnancy, it's like the early stage of your pregnancy. But I always thought it was like I wake up in the morning and I can't eat breakfast because
that's what I thought it was too.
Yeah, I didn't learn that until much later in life. Yeah.
When you stand up, you get up in the morning and say bleh, bleh. And now I'm good. Now I'm good for the rest of the day.
Yeah. Mm. Listen, it's good to keep learning.
It is. Always keep learning. You don't know it all, like this person. Until the age of 14, I thought Princess Diana was a famous marine biologist because they always called her the Princess of Wales.
Frank. He's back to his dad joke list.
No, that's true.
Okay. You think you're pretty smart, don't you?
Hello, Carlos.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What did you learn much later in life?
Oh, I'm still having a hard time with it, but when your 16-year-old daughter corrects you, you know, it's a bit embarrassing. I keep calling a hamburger, I call it a burger, like a in your nose.
Oh, booger.
Yes.
Okay, a cheeseburger.
So let me get a hamburger. And they're like, Dad, it's hamburger. So I keep having to kind of correct.
Oh, you order hamburgers.
Mm-hmm. I do the booger thing, right. Too. It's no big deal. I think people understand.
No, it's a big deal. Who wants to eat a booger?
No, but people who understand what you're ordering know you're ordering a burger. It's not like that confusing.
Well, they're afraid the guy's going to wipe his nose across
you said you wanted a booger.
the literal poke at McDonald's. Thank you, Carlos. Anybody else want to admit something that maybe you learned later in life?
I learned later in life that the word alphabet is actually just the first two Latin words in the alphabet, alpha and bet. And that's where they came up with that.
Alpha, beta?
Yeah, alphabet.
Hmm.
Yeah. A, B.
Wow.
Damn.
Alphabet. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Man, the alphabet.
Wow.
Ka-chan.
Yeah.
Wow. Ka-chan. Wow.
Yeah.
Blows my mind.
Yeah.
I was 25 when I learned that white meat and dark meat come from the same chicken.
Oh, no. They thought, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought buffalo wings are from a type of bird called a buffalo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, to be dumb kids.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, at one time I didn't know what that is from the city of Buffalo where that type of, you know, dish was invented.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When I would see a bison, you know, when you see like their big furry hairy heads, and then when you look at their front legs, they got like the back of the leg hair.
The fetlocks, yeah.
Yeah. And I always thought, like, when you saw, like, a clump of mat of that, I thought that was their little buffalo wings. Like, they had these little chunks of meat that hung off.
And that's what we ate.
Because it was right there under the armpit that's what we ate.
That's what it was.
These little things. Mm. Wow. Mm. God bless.
Didn't learn so much later in life that we didn't eat matted buffalo hairballs.
And you know what, Frank? I bet somebody's listening right now who just went,
yeah,
what?
That's pretty freaking dumb.
We don't? Where do they come from? What part of the buffalo, though?
I was a bartender in college when I learned that limes aren't just unripe lemons.
Oh.
You thought that too, Johnny?
I did for, yeah. Yeah.
No, people can't be this damn dumb.
I have a lemon tree in my backyard, so when it first started, I go, oh, look at that. We got a lime tree. And then they started to change to yellow, and I go, oh, limes turn into lemons.
No.
And no.
Oh, my.
Baby lemons.
Hello, Shaylin.
Hi, good morning, guys.
What'd you learn later in life?
This is Shaylin, the one who called with Anthony, and he said he wanted a cousin for Christmas.
Ah, yes, yes.
Yeah. So, you know that song, I Believe in Miracles, You Sexy Thing?
Yeah.
Sure.
I always thought they were saying, I believe in Merkel, and I couldn't figure out who Merkel was or why it was such a sexy thing. And I would go sing the song in the car when I was little. I'd be like, I believe in Merkel. And my dad goes, who is Merkel and why do you say Merkel?
Oh, well, I mean, misheard lyrics is a whole other ball of wax.
That's what you thought. Game.
I believe in Merkel.
Since you came Merkel whip.
You sexy thing.
Hello, Woody.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
I'm doing better than you.
And that.
So I was 15, and I was in the DMV with my mom and got my fingerprint given for the DMV. And a lady hands me a little napkin. And I go, oh, it was what a cute little sanitary napkin. And my mom and the lady just start busting up. And I look at them like, what? And they're like, you don't know what a sanitary napkin is? And I was totally oblivious of what it really was. And so then they explained it to me, and I really felt embarrassed.
Yeah, with your mom and the DMV lady. Sanitary napkins.
Oh, well, if we're going to go there, and he opened up
even
that.
Even that's what they should be called. He's right. Those little wipes with alcohol wipes should be called sanitary napkins.
You would think so.
I'm with you, Woody. Thank you so much.
I mean, it's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
What were you going to say, Hattie?
First time I used a tampon because my mom was a pad gal. Maybe too much information, but too bad. You're stuck with it now in your brain. And I wanted to wear tampons because I was an athlete. And, you know, we were the Bulldogs, so our home uniforms.
Pad being an athlete.
Well, when you're the Batesville Lady Bulldogs
athletes
and your
wear
home
pads
uniform,
all the time. Look at
basketball.
Players. Pads. They're covered in pads.
Frank, go with me. Our home uniforms were white. And so if somebody had a pad on or a big, thick, you could see it. Like when you're bent at the free throw line, somebody's getting ready to do a free throw, and you're bent over, hands on your knees, like ready. You could see it. Like we'd go, oh, my gosh, look, she's on her period. And I didn't want that.
No foul her.
I didn't want that. And so I said, Mom, can we get some tampons? You're not getting tampons. We're a pad family. And I said, Mom, I want to do it. So my friend Christy back in high school, she gave me, she goes, here, take one. Well, I didn't know. She just gave me the tampon with no information. So I stuck the whole thing up there.
With
like
the
plastic
on it?
Applicate. Huh?
With the paper on it?
Well, there was like a plate. It was a Playtex. So it was a plastic applicator.
But
so I just,
don't they come individually wrapped in
paper?
Yeah,
no, I took the paper off.
Oh, at
I
least
took the
you
paper.
Knew that. Okay.
But I put the whole thing in and not put the applicator in. Push the cotton up and then you're done. I put the whole thing in, and my friend Christy was like, how is it? I go, it really hurts. And she goes, no, you know, you're fine. I go, no, I feel it. She goes, what do you feel? You shouldn't feel anything. And I said, I do. I feel like the plastic is like rubbing.
This was your your ploy to get to show her your goods back in
and
the locker.
And we made love that day.
Okay.
Mm.
No, and then she said, oh, my God. You don't put the whole thing. I mean, you do, but then you push the thing through.
Well, tell me she ran out and told the whole basketball team how.
Of course.
Oh, thank you.
Of course.
I like her even more now.
Yeah. Thanks, Christy.
I'm a bitch.
So, yeah, you're young and dumb, and you have to stumble and learn along the way.
Here's another. What'd you learn later in life? Someone texted the show says, I thought prima donna was pre-Madonna. You're so before Madonna.
Well, don't even get me started on euthanasia, because I had to like fake like I was really concerned about euthanasia, and I really did think exactly what you think I thought it was.
Yeah, we donated.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
We're really concerned about the kids at Tiananmen Square. What are you talking about?
I always felt so sad for the large monkeys who had to die in guerrilla warfare.
Oh, my God.
I thought that too.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah,
I think they fight like gorillas. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Aren't you glad we're so much smarter now?
I was middle-aged before I learned that the little piggy who went to the market wasn't going shopping for groceries.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's a real heartbreaker.
Yeah.
I thought the do not pass road sign literally meant do not die here. Thou shalt not pass. We should just have, what's this?
Gandalf
out there holding a sign.
Mm-hmm.
Thou shalt not pass.
People would see it. Let's see. Jeff learned how to cook eggs. Johnny learned a rabbit was our dinner growing up.
Oh, no.
Casey learned the lyrics of a Jimi Hendrix song, Kiss This Guy. Tommy learned what the end of a shoestring is called, tittle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tittle.
I think so.
And Kenny learned the Go See Cow song.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we thought it was Pussy Cow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. That's embarrassing when you're singing that out loud with friends.
The saying is nip it in the bud, not nip it in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wonder why my father never shared any of his candy he kept in his toilet treat bag. I was in my 30s.
Toilet.
I was in my 30s where I realized toilet treats was one word, and my father wasn't actually just a selfish asshole.
My toilet treat.
My toilet treats. You can't have any. I eat these in the bathroom.
What's better than a Jolly Rancher when you're taking a dump, huh?
High school biology was eye-opening when I learned that women didn't give birth out of their rectums. Oh, come on!
Oh.
Hmm. They don't?
Johnny was 8 years old.
I learned that green, red, and yellow bell peppers are all the same pepper at different stages of life.
No, that's not true.
Look at that.
Really? No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Like
an orange bell pepper's not going to turn green. Or vice versa.
Well,
or whatever.
If you left it on the vine, it would. It goes green, then it goes red, then it goes orange. So an orange bell pepper is just an old lady bell pepper.
That is not true.
You want some old lady stir fry?
What about yellow?
Oranges.
I don't know if I buy that. There's different. No, because
look that up. Look that up.
I don't think that's true. Hmm.
My parents had me convinced that when the ice cream truck played music, it was out of ice cream. Oh, man.
But that means they're empty. Sorry.
Oh, man. All the other kids got it.
If you see it and it's not playing music, then they have ice cream. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's really smart.
I didn't learn the difference between minor and minor until I was like 12. My dad was a minor, and I used to freak out about him smoking and drinking because I thought it was prohibited for him.
Mm-hmm. Sweet baby angel.
Mm-hmm.
I always wondered who that guy Houston was that astronauts talked to when they were in trouble. Did you look up the different stages of bell peppers? Is that true?
Yeah. Well, it's,
no.
So there's different varieties, but they all start out as green. And depending on the variety, it either goes from green to red or green to orange or green to yellow.
There you go, honey.
Yeah, but they're all different.
No.
Well, it's just, I mean, it's still bell pepper. Still bell pepper.
It's like like tomatoes, the orange tomatoes.
Move on.
All right. Great.
I was...
You're right. Fully right to say that. 100%.
Oh, my God. I am so mad. I was yesterday years old when I found out that public masturbation is illegal.
Oh. Did you find that out the hard way? Did you feel like a real jerk?
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to hand it to the guy that sold you that.
Come on.
Did the cop make you say, get out of here, kid. Beat it. I think that's all of them.
Not probably.
Yeah, that's
if it's not, if it's not, it should be. We're out of your friend.
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Heidi and Frank Show. Talking about Billy Ray Cyrus coming forward and saying that his soon-to-be ex-wife, Fire Rose, was abusive verbally, emotionally, and physically. And she even threatened to ruin his career when she went public and saying that he divorced her because she needed a double mastectomy because she had that particular gene that, I guess, gives you a proclivity to have breast cancer. And so some women choose the option of just getting rid of their boobs before that ever happens. Yeah. And so to link it to something so, like, needed and, you know, precautionary to how shallow my husband is. I'll ruin your career, make you look like a horrible, horrible human being. So I thought, well, it's happened to Billy Ray Cyrus. It's probably happened to a lot of other guys out there being abused, but we usually stay silent about it. If you are being abused by the person you're with or you're being threatened in some way, it's like, if you do that, I'm going to tell everybody you did this.
Ugh, that's
horrible. And they're all going to believe me. Because I'm a girl. And so you just sit there and take it. So 818-955-2955 is the number. I know she stepped out. We are getting some calls coming in. Johnny, we're really quickly run in there. Because I want to learn about abused dudes. I want to learn about abused dudes. I want to learn about abused dudes. And how they take those shots.
Oh, no. Definitely come forward, though. You should. Nobody deserves to be abused. Mentally, physically, emotionally, whatever.
Nobody deserves that.
No.
818-955-2955. I wish I had the text line, too, because maybe it's easier to text, but I don't have the text line yet. I got an update yesterday. They were like, yeah, still working in it. And like, it's been 6 weeks since I took a text.
That is ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
What is to work on? You can have that up and running today.
I don't know. But that's where we're at. So you have to call in to participate. And if you do call, I will give you a prize just for opening up and how hard it might be for you to do so. You can change your name and
change your voice.
Change your voice for
you
us.
Do
don't
it.
Have the voice changer.
We do.
Oh, we do? You can change your voices still?
I mean, I believe I can. I was working on it the other day.
To see, just tweaking it?
Yeah.
All right.
We can see if we can do it.
All right. Hello, Louie.
Hi, how are you?
I don't think he did it.
I can answer it on my side.
He's got to answer it.
Oh, sorry. Stay on hold, Louis. Stay on hold. Stay on hold.
Hang on. Not your real name.
Don't hang up.
Hang on.
No.
Dewey.
Dewey. Let me see. An unknown male.
Dewey.
All right.
You ready?
Hello. You're changing my voice for.
What's your voice for?
Yeah, what are you changing his voice for? No, don't change our voices.
Stewie,
you there? Hello, Louie. All right, we're going to change our voices. You go ahead. Well, now that my voice has changed, I might as well come out and say.
We already
know. Louie,
can you hear us?
All right.
Yes, I can hear you, though. Yes.
All right, go ahead and tell your story.
My ex-girlfriend, she used to scream a lot, and one time she actually passed out screaming. I had not done much, came back home working, helping a friend fixing his car, and she didn't like that I didn't call, so she screamed until, like,
hey, Jordan, take off the bad phone changer. Yeah, can you put on the good phone changer?
Did he say that she screams so much she'll sometimes pass out like a passing out goat?
That's what it sounded like.
One of those fainting goats, because she just worked herself up so much.
Wow.
Oh. I don't know where that story
is. I'm sorry, Louie.
Yeah. Hello, CJ.
Stewie.
Hello, how you doing? Love you guys' show.
Thank you.
All right, so you're abused?
Yeah, so right now my girlfriend, we like to drink at night, and she's a kickboxer. So she, every time she has a few shots, she starts throwing the haymakers and starts trying to fight. And what she wants is for me to overpower her to get in the mood. And at first it was cool, you know, a little Mortal Kombat role play. But I was like, you know, after a while, I'm just like tired of blocking the hits, you know. Yeah. So I actually have already tried to leave her once. And I think she's a little mentally unstable because trying to walk out the door with my stuff, she actually grabbed a knife and took it to her wrist.
Yeah,
so it's becoming more of a less abuse on myself, and now she's threatening herself. And I took her to the hospital after that because I didn't want her to blame it on me. I was scared. What? Like, there was blood everywhere. Like, so I took her down to a hospital in Long Beach. So right now, as we speak, I'm like just trying to get out of this relationship.
You got to get out because what's going
to
happen?
Hey, don't get hasty. What's she look like? You got to compare her to a celebrity.
She's kind of like, what's that actress's name? Regina George from, Mean Girls.
Oh, Rachel McAdams.
Yeah. She's kind of like a Rachel McAdams.
Stop being such a pussy, CJ.
Oh my God.
I'm totally kidding.
Or maybe that's what she thinks. And she's, you know, trying to turn you into a man.
No, she likes the rough stuff.
Johnny. I know, but maybe she's like, I gotta toughen this pussy up.
No, she's a little bit of a nympho. There's been a few times recently where I'll wake up and she'll be, first couple times it was cool. But after so many times, it's like, okay.
Does she prefer you to be asleep while you're doing it?
I'm sorry?
You said it's happened several times while you were asleep. So does she prefer you to be asleep while she does it?
I don't know. I just keep telling her to stop, but she's just drunk.
So she's raping
when it happens,
you too,
you know?
Basically.
Like, we'll have a couple shots, I'll pass out, and then she's still awake killing the bottle, you know? So
what's her name? I'm supposed to write every girl's name down, okay?
She needs help. And
what's her number?
Okay. I should have changed my voice, honestly. Oh, I'm hoping this will really exit the relationship.
Does she listen to the show?
No, I know she doesn't listen to the show.
Well, that sucks. How do you know she doesn't listen?
I'm just assuming because she's not really into the radio.
She's into booze and kickboxing.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. It's a good thing I took Muay Thai.
You got to be careful.
But yeah.
How long have you been with this girl?
What was that?
How long have you been with this girl?
It's been about 4 months. Four months. You know, yeah. At first, it was first month was great, and then eventually she told me she had lupus and cancer too. So, you know, she's got her issues. I take her to the doctor. You know, I try and help her as much as I can, and at this point, I'm like, I feel bad.
I think you need to hop on a train and go far, far away. Just hobo on a train and disappear forever. It's the only way out.
Oh, man.
Yeah, probably.
But don't get her pregnant, dude. Don't get her pregnant.
Oh, I won't. No, I won't.
How do you know you won't? She's having sex with you in your sleep. You go to bed with a condom on?
No, you're right. It could happen. It could still happen.
So
you're
don't
right.
Say, I love when guys do that. Oh, I won't. Well, do you have sex with her?
I will.
In his sleep. She's doing it while he's asleep.
I know. He's being raped. That's wrong, too. That's what I'm saying. You got to get away from that whole situation.
Yeah, you're right.
She was fine before you. She'll be fine after you.
You're right.
It's not your responsibility.
She's far from fine.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. But it's not his responsibility.
I mean, it sounds horrible, but it also sounds oddly fantastic.
For one night.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Guys?
No, yeah.
You guys are insane.
I mean, women won't understand this. I'm talking to the fellas, right, fellas?
Yeah.
Johnny,
what? You
are pissing me off right now.
Like, I wouldn't want to wake up with my wife on top of me? Come on. Of course, I mean, I do.
You should be more sensitive.
But then you want her cutting her wrist and then and kicking you in the head and all that? Like, I mean, that's what he's saying.
If that's her love language, and I know I'm getting some.
I got to learn how to block.
We're not talking about Christy, though. We're talking, you've been through this, Johnny.
It's duck.
Why are you playing right now?
Duck. And
I was going to be
Johnny, you've been abused.
Were you?
I was in an abusive
Why are you acting like that?
Yes. I used to get, yeah.
You need to be supporting these men right now.
Punched 100%. Hard in the side of the face.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'll beat her ass whenever I see you. You let me know.
That's horrible.
It's so hot. All right, we got some more calls coming in. 818-955-2955. If you're abused, you poor things, give us a call and turn me on. Hello, Andy.
He's about 40%.
Hey, Frank.
So,
hey, guys, good morning.
You're abused?
This happened about 3 years ago.
Talk slower.
I used to date this girl.
Try to put your pants on.
All right, you used to date this girl, then what happened?
Yeah, and then check it out. Look, we used to get into it. It was all, you know, happy faces and hearts until it all started into arguments. It all turned out to start getting, like, physical. And then she was threatening me, talking about, I'm going to hurt myself. And I'm call the cops and tell them you did it. And they're going to believe me because I always used to be like, the California laws, well, pretty sure they're going to believe you. But I got out that relationship on time because she was a lunatic, bro.
But how'd you get out? I mean, a lot of guys out there like CJs can't figure out how to get out. So how'd you get out?
Oh, I got locked up, bro, for like 8 months. And I just stopped talking to her.
So you went out and committed a crime on purpose to get away from her?
I got caught up in some scandal and I went to LA County.
Oh, wow.
Well, it sounds like it might have been the best thing that ever happened.
I know, exactly.
It's a good idea.
Well, thank you, Andy.
It's like entering witness protection.
Yeah, so she can't get to me in here.
Yeah.
You would rather deal with prison than just get out of that.
That's how you know you're a horrible girlfriend.
No, you guys claim to want it and like it, and you're hot. You're just turned on by it.
No, we are.
Can't have it both ways.
At some point, to actually get rid of you, we have to go to prison.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're that much of a psycho.
Just date a normal girl, and then just if you want to break up, just go.
Normal's relative. I mean, you're all on the spectrum of normal.
Hmm.
So it's just like, yeah, how much normal do you want? Sometimes normal's boring. Like this CJ's girl was like on the extreme end. It's like, that might be fun for a while, but then it starts getting freaky and scary, and it's like, okay, I can't do this.
Date somebody who, if you break up with her, she might cry and say, oh my gosh, I'm so sad, but doesn't kick you ahead and then slit her wrist and beg you to stay.
But that does make you feel like you have more value. Oh my God. I mean, for the insecure guys who are out there, and she's like, I'm going to kill myself, you're going to kill yourself over me?
Well, I must be really...
I must be a catch.
Yeah.
Does this thing happen in gay relationships? Like two men?
We're just like you.
Or two women fighting each other?
Sure.
Yeah? I don't know. I guess I just never thought about it.
Humans are humans.
I guess, beyond being gay and mental, I don't know.
Yeah.
Right. Take a call. Before I kickbox your head in and slit your wrist.
I think it's probably more abuse. Well, I think there's more abuse going on in gay and lesbian relationships. Because it seems almost like a fair fight where you got two dudes fighting each other or two girls fighting each other. It's almost like, who's really being abused here?
Yeah.
You know, it's like when it's like, oh, one's overpowering the other. Yeah. So I think it's probably more abuse going on in gay relationships.
I feel like it is.
Would you say, Andy?
I mean, I can't speak to it because I haven't been abused. But, I mean, what your theory...
You're emotionally abused.
Is, a theory makes sense for sure. Mm-hmm.
That's something somebody abused would say.
You were emotionally abused, weren't you? By a lesbian.
Sure.
But we all are. I think more emotional abuse going on in straight relationships. More physical abuse probably going on in gay relationships.
Yeah.
Get out.
Because that one lesbian tried to punch you in the face on the stairs and you ducked.
Oh, yeah. That was a one-off. I ducked.
But she felt like she could because she's a woman, I guess.
She threw her shoulder out of socket, and I'd take her ass to the emergency
room. Oh, you're really going throwing a haymaker. Yeah. You throw your own arm out.
She did.
I mean, she's going for it.
Oh, she was going for it. But I was taking boxing classes at the time. I was like,
drove her to the hospital. I'd have been like, no.
I wouldn't do that anymore. I'd be like, sorry, I don't know.
Sorry.
Can we include them in the phone calls? Can we have, if you're in a gay relationship, abusive relationship, can they call too?
I'm sure they thought.
Well, we got to turn you on now too. All right, hey Roberto.
Hey, what's up, guys?
He beat me with his penis. Oh,
my God. Where did he beat you?
Oh, my back and forehead.
All right, settle down, kids. Roberto's on the phone. Let's talk about his abuse. Hey, Roberto.
Hey, what's up, guys? I was also in a relationship where she kind of tried to stab me all the time, and I stayed in there a little bit because she was kind of hot.
Yeah.
And when I say kind of, I mean very.
Giggity.
But yeah, it's crazy how we guys work. Like, it is true. Like, any average girl try to pull that off, and I'm like, absolutely not. But there's a crazy to hot ratio, so crazier you are.
So did she try to stab you with exactly? Like, was it a big butcher knife or just like a nail file?
At first, it all started when we would, like, take takeout, you know, and she would have, like, those little plasticky knives that they give you, and she would playfully try to stab me, and then, you know, those are kind of fun little fond memories, because it is a little bit cute when she's trying to, like, hurt you, and you're trying to, like, prevent that from happening, you know? But then eventually she bought a switchblade one day, and I'm like, okay, I'm a little nervous with you holding that in the car right now. And then she had, like, this twisted look in her eyes once, and I was like, absolutely not. I got out of there, and she was trying to get me back into the car, and I was like, no. Like,
and that's the last time you ever saw her?
I saw her one more time because she was worth it. But then after that, I'm like, all right.
One more booty call.
Yeah, one last time, and after that, I'm like, okay, I'm out.
How old was she?
22.
I also feel like that's a young thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Ain't no 40-year-old woman got that kind of energy.
No.
Like, you want get out 40, of my house, please. Yeah. Goodbye.
I'm thinking like 28's probably
I gotta
off.
Work tomorrow.
Nobody ever 40 using plastic utensils.
Come on. Let's take it.
We made it. Thank you, Roberto.
There's real silverware now.
Hello, rich Danny. Bitch.
How you doing?
So you've been abused, or are you being abused?
No, I mean, it was back in the day, years ago. I was dating this chick, and she was super, super rude to, like, the serving staff, bartenders, you know, everything like that. And she would lie to me. She would not come home or whatever it was. And found out she went to Vegas with some friends of kind of mine, and she ended up cheating on me with one of the dudes there that I knew. Oh, and that was actually one of the happiest days of my life. Mm-hmm. I found out she cheated on me.
Oh, because you didn't have a way out, but this was something she couldn't argue with.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, that was my way out. I was like, I was with my buddy. We actually went to a bar down in I'm from Long Beach. And, yeah, I found out she cheated on me, and I was, like, happy. My friend was, like, super pumped for me. And gave me an excuse.
Yeah.
It was one of those dates things where, like, all my buddies stopped hanging out with me. They didn't tell me why. It turns out they all hated her guts.
Right. It's better than do what you got to do, man. And then
would you have a problem? Any of you guys have a problem telling? I know everybody's married, but if you weren't, would you say, Jordan, I don't, the chick, I know you're crazy about her. She's not good.
No, I wouldn't say nothing.
You'd say nothing.
Yeah.
I'd probably just avoid them. Mm-hmm. Couldn't stand her.
So
like,
what
your,
his
on,
friends
like,
would do, you would just go, I'm always busy.
And then he would come to me. It's like, why? You haven't called me anymore. I'm like, I can't stand your lady.
Okay. You wouldn't bring it up on your own, but if he was like, "What? Why don't I ever hang out? Why don't we hang out anymore?"
I mean, I had a buddy of mine telling my ex-wife like a football.
What?
Because she tanned a little too much. She looks like a football, dude.
But you guys like football. You think you'd invite her all the time. Throw her around the yard.
I like football.
Yeah.
All right, whatever.
Oh, my God.
I'm just telling you, she's going to look like, you know, just a Willie Mays ball mitt by the time she's 35.
Or the lady
like,
from
you're right.
It was something
pretty
about
honest.
Mary.
Or something about Mary, yes.
Yeah, he's pretty honest. No, Kingpin. That's Kingpin.
Yeah, but she wasn't tan.
But you met the girl from Something About Mary. The same actress.
Is it the same?
Oh, it's the same actress.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hello, Gabriel.
You still owe me another month's rent.
Oh, stop it. It's not that bad.
So you're abused, Gabriel?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, very. I got hit in the jaw. I got hit in the nose. And I almost got stabbed. After sex.
After sex. Sounds to me like she was not satisfied.
Well, her pillow talk is strange.
Now, let me tell you a quick little story. She was a former gang member, or is a former gang member. Okay. And let me just say, she is lucky she is not doing 25 to life.
Oh, my God. Oh. She's killed someone.
From the stories that she has told me.
Dang, she's got body count.
What color? Oh,
my God.
Can you say what color?
What flavor is she?
What color?
No, what color? If she's affiliated, do you know what color she's affiliated with that program?
She actually kept what gang she was. She never told me what gang she was.
Oh,
she
private.
That's right.
She tried to keep that as a little secret.
Gotcha.
Well, when she was intoxicated, which half the time she was, that's when everything would come out.
And that scared you, and you were like, I got to get the hell out of here. So how'd you get out?
Funny story, she left me.
Oh.
You became such a miserable F that a gang member chick left you who murdered people.
She was an honorable boyfriend.
Very exciting.
She was hot, huh? Yeah.
She was hot. She was a 9.5.
Oh, my God. What'd she look like if you had to compare her to a celebrity?
You know what? I actually DM'd you a picture of her.
Just now?
Yeah, just now.
Oh, geez. Oh, yeah.
Get into your DMs. Let's go.
Okay. Drop into my DMs quickly. Let me see. Oh, come on.
That's Gabriel.
Did you do it to Heidi and Frank, or did you do it to Frank Army?
Frank Army. Sorry. Oh,
yeah, and you just go to your very first. You just did it. Let me see.
Scroll the top.
I got a couple different ones here.
Check your requests, too. It may be there.
Yes, because you'll have 99 plus requests.
Do you already follow him, Gabriel?
Yeah.
All right. Frank, come on. It should be at the top. You just did it.
I got so many. You realize how many people DM me.
You got to go to the very beginning.
I'm out of the people.
Or the very latest.
Find the chola, Frank.
Hit your
numbers at the top. It'll go out. It'll take you right to the latest one.
Oh. All I have is a lesbian from Supercuts.
No, that was me texting you last night. That's not.
That's Heidi getting a haircut.
That's me getting a haircut. Come on.
Lesbian when Supercuts and Great Clips haircuts are 30% off. I'll have to look at that later. I can't find it right now. I really wish I could. I'm dying to see it.
Send it to me at Heidi Hamilton Host. I'll send it. I'll send it to Johnny and we'll have it in 30 seconds. Send it to me right now.
You know, I'll send it to the Heidi and Frank show right now.
There we go.
Yeah, send it to that one. Because you did not send it to me. I don't know who you sent it to. Probably sent it to her. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
She's Hot Army. That was her gang, Hot Army. All right, Gabriel. Thank you so much for coming on the show, bud. All right. Hello, Adam.
That's scary.
Hey, how you guys doing?
You abused?
Scared.
No, I actually wanted to call in to comment on the fact you guys were talking about gay people and if they're more violent or not.
Yeah.
And
with each other.
I had, yes, with each other. My old next door neighbors, a couple gay guys, super cool on the outside, but they used to scrap so hard. I would hear them just screaming and fighting and just socking each other up and like body slamming each other to the point where I would, you know, go over there and be like, hey guys, you know, it's none of my business, but like maybe one of you guys needs to go take a walk. Like you're going to get the cops here in no time. Like, it happened all the time. I mean, these guys, I mean, we're just in a bad relationship, but because there are two dudes, I mean, they would go at it hard, man.
Were they equal stature? Like you were watching like a weight class in UFC, or was like one smaller than the other? Was one being abused?
No, they were definitely well. Like kind of like equal stature.
Okay.
But I mean, you could hear, you know, when someone makes a good contact with a punch, ooh, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you could hear it through the wall. Like,
God,
you'd hear, you know, every bad word on the planet just thud, 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 and, you know, shuffling, I don't know, furniture smashing, you know, things getting ruffled
maybe
around.
Maybe they're having wild gay sex. You ever consider that?
Yeah, you know, well, I didn't want to knock on the door because I was like, yeah, I don't know what's going on over there, but.
Yeah.
Try the back door?
No, I did, actually. I went to the back door.
It was wide open.
No, it was easy.
Welcome, Matt, and everything.
Well, go ahead, Matt.
Honestly, I did go to the back door.
And hey, Phil.
That's where I caught one of the guys that was like, hey, dude, you got to go on a walk, man. Like, you guys do this all the time. Like, it's not worth it.
God.
You know, I got a couple friends that went through, you know, domestic violence situations, and I'm like, it's not worth it, man. Like, you know,
get out.
Just get out of there. You know, like, why are you going to?
No reason to stay. Good. Thank you so much, Adam, for your call. Thank you for everybody who called in. Yeah, once somebody had the balls to admit that they were being abused, then the calls kept coming. So, it's an issue. You don't need to stay in those situations. Get out as soon as you can. They're not worth staying. So we just learned about abused dudes. We just learned about abused dudes. We just learned about abused dudes and how they take the shots. Oh. All
right. I'm looking at the gang member. She's pretty hot.
Yeah. I sent this to you, Frank.
Yeah, you got it.
I got it? All right. Can come right back. We're Heidi and Frank.
and Frank Show on Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS.
Honey and Frank Show. I know a lot of people have dogs that are freaks during fireworks. Like one of my neighbors just leaves town completely because there's always fireworks where we live. And so he leaves town and goes to a no firework community. So his dog, who can't be consoled at all, no matter how much Adderall. The one of the dogs freaking out. Or whatever.
He got his math paper done.
Or whatever the damn English dog paper, takes. Whatever. But do any of like your kids, Johnny, or I'm talking to the audience, any of your kids, like beyond the dog having an irrational fear of fireworks, because obviously you can't explain what a firework is to a dog. But then you feel like you can explain something to a child and they would understand that there's nothing to be afraid of. But there's like an irrational fear because like I met a kid over the weekend who was obviously one of those not going to be friends anymore. And it wasn't at my house, but at this house where we were at partying for 4th of July. The kid comes over and goes into like a hysterical fit because they have a ceiling fan.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like,
okay, that's almost, a little, okay.
You're afraid it's going to cut your head off.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
But how old was the kid?
Toddler. Okay. Yeah. Like, I didn't.
What?
I, at that point, I was like, I'm not going to be friends with your parents.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I just spanked that out of you. No, I'm kidding.
Frank.
I'm kidding.
That's where you take them to, like, Lamps Plus.
Yeah.
We check out this section, buddy.
Yeah.
For the cure.
We go down to the aisle of Home Depot. That's a terror aisle.
My son, he is terrified of heights. Like, terror.
That's
like,
not irrational.
That's not irrational. Yeah, but even, it's gotten to the point where he doesn't have to be that far up for him to be terrified.
All right, so how high is his threshold?
We went to a birthday party where they had to do a little zip line. And, I mean, the thing is surrounded by padding. And what you do is you zip line and you fall into, well, a bunch of cubes, foam cubes.
Okay.
And he gets his sister on it. And his sister, who's 3.5 years younger, slides down and is having a blast. He could barely even touch the handles. Aww. He's freaking out. He starts crying. I have to show you the video. But
oh, yeah.
It's just like.
Even after little Lucy went, he was still like.
He was absolutely terrified. Huh. Started breaking down.
And he was probably. Good father made fun of him?
Yeah.
Yes. I know did you say, it's okay, bud. You don't have to go if you don't want to.
He was about 6 feet off the ground. Not even that. Yeah. And he broke down. I mean, I felt bad afterwards, but I'm like, dude, you gotta kind of let some of that stuff go and just have fun.
Lucy went. Look how much fun Lucy
had. Yeah, your sister, your 3.5 year or 4 year old sister is doing it. Like, you can do it. You're almost 9 now, so.
Yeah, you called him big baby and stuff. Look at that. Your sister's like more of a man than
you. Dad's gonna start smoking more cigarettes now. He'll lose it.
I should name her Little Johnny.
We're gonna call you Lucy.
While we were in Big Bear, and we had to take, we went to that alpine thing where you do an alpine sled or something like that. And you have to get on the gondola to take you up.
Oh, my God.
No, this is after he's not gonna
do it. So me and him, you know, he's terrified of heights. And I'm like, I'll take you on the gondola. Me and him both get on, but I'm terrified of heights too. So we're both just panicking.
So he got it from you.
Yes, he got it. He definitely got it from me. But I knew how to suck it up.
Did you pull out like, your parasol and hide?
You know what he's not
in
afraid
your
of?
Sob gondola,
Johnny. Your IQ.
Yeah, yeah. We both went to a sob steady parlor afterwards.
A sob parlor, yeah.
Cried it out.
Yeah, it's like those irrational fears where it's almost like it's embarrassing. And then it's funny, like when the dad gets an embarrassed face, kids recognize that emotion, no matter how old they are. Mm-hmm. Like, as young as you are, it's like when your dad is really disappointed in you in that way of like, what the? Mm-hmm. That face, dads cannot hide it. We just can't. And then the kid recognizes it. Like, you think of him, he doesn't know I'm, you know, pissed off right now. Of course he does. Of course she does.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
You can feel that, yeah.
Yeah, and that goes with you until you talk to a therapist.
And hopefully they can fix it.
You learn to deal. Hello, Andrew.
Or you drink Pinot Grigio.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What is your daughter's irrational fear?
Yeah, it's just, it started when she was like 3.
and she's 9 now, but it's just like death fear of water touching her face. It's not even like, it doesn't have to be a lot. Like any splash on her face, she'll just act like she's, you know, drowning and like about to die.
Sometimes I think when there's like that, it's like a past life thing. Like, you she think? Got reincarnated, yeah. And she, the reason she's so freaked out is because that's how I died. I drowned. Or that's how I died. I fell from a high-story building. You know, something where you go, it's so irrational that you almost think that's reincarnation. Like, they have some sort of blip of a memory of how they died or how they got really bad.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. I tried to explain it to her like, left, right, and center, but she just does not.
Yeah, that's way more believable than they're just a wimp.
Then reincarnated as a
he must have in a previous life drowned while getting his head cut off.
Maybe.
Can I grab a VIP?
Oh, sure. Stay on hold. We'll get you a VIP.
Oh, yeah, they're just around the corner. There should be more on the hook. Okay.
You'll be in the running for the VIP giveaway when we find out what that's going to be at the end of the month. Hello, Crab.
So good morning, guys. Missed you. Okay. I mean it.
Yeah, sure you do. Missed you. Don't mean it.
My fear is, I'm terrified, but my dogs, we give CBDs to because we live close enough to Camp Pendleton that they can hear the bombs, you know, when they practice. And so they're freaking terrified. Like, I don't, you know,
oh, that's believe it. But I feel sorry for the dogs.
Do you have an officiant yet for your daughter's wedding?
Yeah, yes. It's going to be her future father-in-law.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Sorry, Crab. You're not.
Did you want the? Did you want the 2-minute ceremony to be 45 minutes with Crab?
Right.
Hey, Cassidy. You look hot today, dude.
Yeah. I like the way your boobs look in that dress, man. Hello, David. David. He has a fear of talking on the radio.
Davey.
Obviously,
Dave. Kid David.
Passed it on.
Yeah, he's gone.
Oh, what happens?
Yeah, it's illogical. I saw that kid and I was like disappointed for that father.
Well, my mom said later, we had this talk, but in the moment, obviously she didn't talk to me because I was little, but probably from the time I was 3 till well into my, like late, like 12, 13, I was afraid of beards, like men with beards. Like, talk about irrational. And my cousin, who was probably in his 20s and I was, I don't know, 3 or 4, he would come over at Christmas time and, you know, oh, go say hi. like freaking out about, no. And any guy with a beard would just scare me. And I hated it. I couldn't get anywhere
so
near that.
So Santa Claus was like off as far as pictures with Santa every year.
No. There's no pictures of me with Santa Claus. Hated it. Was terrified of it. My dad never had a beard.
That's why you're
a
lesbian.
Very few people in my life had beards, just a few here and there. And I would freak out. My mom told me later she started to worry, thinking, like, what, did something happen to me? But she's like, you were never out of my sight. Like, that was never an issue.
Wait,
you were never out of my sight.
Didn't your boyfriend have a beard? Your first?
My first and only? No, he had a goatee.
Didn't you marry an Italian woman?
Well, we got rid of her beard. We have electrolysis, Johnny. I had to get her to get rid of it because I was so scared of her. No, I outgrew it, or it wasn't an issue anymore. But from probably the time I was 3 or 4 until I was, you know, 10, 11, 12, something like that, it would.
Actually, Joe, was your beard weird?
That is so weird. But yeah, my mom said it was a little nerve-wracking because she thought, did something happen? And it was, you know, perpetrated by a guy with a beard. But she said there was nobody. I was never left alone with
him. But she never did anything like to try to convince you that your cousin or Santa Claus or anybody with a beard was fine. Like, say,
go say hi to Tim.
You'll go to hell if you don't sit on Santa's lap.
She would never force me to do anything like that, which I don't think you should as a parent. It's like, no, go give so-and-so a kiss. It's
well,
like,
I mean,
no.
You're not a parent.
No.
I think unethical parenting can be proper sometimes.
But I'm not forcing my kid to kiss somebody or let somebody kiss them if they don't want to. It's like, no, that's fine. You don't have to. No, go kiss him!
Well, I mean,
that's
a little different. I mean, I'm talking about, like, tooth fairy and stuff. Like, they don't want to brush their teeth. Like, the tooth fairy only shows up if you don't, you know.
Well, that's
if they lose a tooth. But it's like, hey, if you don't brush your teeth, they show up and they take a tooth. Then they pack,
and they don't leave you any money.
Yeah, then they pack your gums with cat turds so your breath stinks the rest of your life.
Like, they do.
Oh, they're in there brushing every day.
Yeah, that's
no, that's unethical parenting, but that's fine.
That's fine. That's totally fine. I'm on board with that.
All right,
and they
so
tell their kids.
Unethical parenting.
And their kids tell their kids.
What lie do you tell your kids to make them straighten up?
You're going to have a little almond roca smile there if you keep doing that. Little cat turds covered in cat litter.
Hello, Lori. Your daughter has an irrational fear.
Yes, of the vacuum cleaner inside the pool.
Oh, yeah, monster.
Yeah. Ever since she was little in her grandma's pool, till now, she's 17. She has to have a sister take it out of the pool before she goes in the pool.
And does she think it's going to suck her up? Like it'll like...
Yes.
Okay.
She said she had a nightmare when she was little that it sucked her up.
Yeah. Well, once again, I think that's good parenting. That if you tell your kid, if you go into the pool without mommy and daddy around, that thing's going to kill you.
No, never did that.
And that's what I'm saying, though. But then the kid never just goes swimming by themselves and like, oh, where's little Tina? She's at the bottom of the pool.
But we do call it creepy.
Oh, it's creepy because it creeps and crawls all over that place.
I think that's the name.
Yeah.
It creeps around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
We used to have something similar to that where you could get stuck on the whatever the hole.
Oh, the drain. Yeah.
The drain. Yeah.
Is that true or is that one of those lies that we were told?
That's what I'm trying to figure out right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Was it real? Stuck in the drain and then you drown.
No, with this colder, it cleans the pool.
Hey, shark bite.
Hey, kids. How's it going?
Good. Do you have an irrational fear or your child does?
No, me. I hate frogs. I got this thing about them. They creep me out. They drive me nuts.
Seeing them, touching them, or hearing them?
All of it.
You can hear it. There's frogs everywhere.
When's the last time you heard a frog?
Okay, if I hear it, okay, I know they're around.
Yeah.
It just drive me nuts. I don't want to see them. I don't want to hear them.
What do you think?
I know it's crazy.
I mean, maybe not a lot of desert frogs where you are.
No, I don't hear frogs. I guess you're at the
beach. Not a lot of amphibians out there in the desert.
Not so much.
No, I'm not in the desert.
No, I am.
North County. Oh, you are.
But there must have been something happened to him as a child, or maybe a show, a movie, a cartoon, something.
Frogs are something cute.
Right, gun frog.
No,
frog digging. Frog. Yeah, squat. Shout out to squat up in heaven.
Aww. Oh, squat in heaven.
Yeah, red eyed tree frog. You're so cute.
That's extra creepy.
These are frog digging as a kid.
He's got red eyes.
Oh, yeah, that's but creepy. It's this big. It's so sweet and cute.
They're like kind of like they look chubby. Like
take tridents out.
It's like the Rainforest Cafe frog.
Yeah, and stick them to the bottom, pull them up, and eat their legs.
No,
your toes while
ride at
Disneyland.
Yeah, all of them.
Hello, here we go. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. There's always fun out the swamp. Hello, Bill.
Hello, good morning.
Is this your child's fear or your fear?
It's my fear.
Okay, what is it?
Shopping carts.
You're a basket guy?
I'm a basket case. No, 30 years ago, I snapped my Achilles tendon completely in half, and after 3 months in a cast, I was finally able to walk again, and almost the first thing that happened was somebody bumped into me in a grocery store with a shopping cart and put me down.
All right. So
and ever since then,
did you go through a lot of rehab?
Like a little girl, if I get too close.
Did you go through a lot of rehab for that?
Still going through it.
And how long ago was this?
30 years ago.
And still having problems. So we probably shouldn't really trust Aaron Rodgers this year being the quarterback of the Jets, or maybe Kirk Cousins being the quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons, who both had Achilles ruptures.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
Dan Marino's Achilles snapped, I think, the same year mine did.
My God, and you're still struggling. So, yeah, probably don't pick those as your first fantasy quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get why he'd be scared of carts or somebody behind him with a cart. Hell no.
Hello, Russ.
Good morning. I wanted to give a shout-out and a thank you for the Stones tickets last week. You guys were on break. Tried to reach out. Just wanted to give a shout-out early enough today. Thank you again for those Stones tickets.
How was the show?
Awesome. Went to the Wednesday show. Thank you. My best friend's 60th birthday is coming up next week. He got pretty drunk, like falling down drunk. He scraped his elbow, and, yeah, he'd almost blackout drunk, but he had a good time, too. And, again, I pay it forward, and people next to us said, yeah, you heard of Heidi and Frank? I'm like, I think they know me on a first-name basis. Again, shout-out. Thank you again. Well, your promo rock.
That's cool.
You guys come forward. These 80-year-olds can still rock it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on.
They wear me out.
I'm 60 years old and on disability, but it gives me something to look forward to. You know, they can still do it. Hey.
Well, thank you so much, Russ.
Shout out. Much appreciated. You guys, Love you guys.
Well,
thank you.
Rock.
You're on disability, and you had to take care of your friend.
And his friend at 60 still getting blackout drunk, Frank? I mean, think about that.
He hadn't gotten drunk in a while, and he celebrated, yeah. Oh. So he had a good time.
That's what kind of ruined my 4th of July, because I was wanting to get blackout drunk, and my wife, on my back, told, like, this other guy's wife not to totally get us drunk together.
Well, how does she prevent that?
Thank you, Russ.
Is she hiding the alcohol? I mean, how is she doing that?
Normally, me and Mike will do shots, okay?
Oh.
And so I guess my wife went to his wife and said, hey, how about we, like, have not that many shots between the guys? Like, that way we can pace this out. And so I get to the 4th of July party, and Mike's not making drinks. And then I noticed that he did a shot with, like, somebody else, not me. Hmm. And I was like, what's going on? He sees me over here in the yard.
Is he cheating on you with
he's
other
like,
friends?
Yeah, and he's getting like this guy drunk who doesn't even drink. And I'm like, hey, I'm your drinking shot buddy.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, what are we doing here? No drinks being made. And like he was like trying to avoid me. I'm like, oh, I bet my wife said something. I approached her. I said, did you say something? She goes, well, you always get blackout drunk. Now I'm going to take your ass home. And I'm like, I can't believe you said
that
something before
old.
The party. But that, no, it never gets old.
For her. For her, it does.
Well, she needs to grow up.
He's trying to.
So, yeah, so we mosey out of this party that's lame. I'm going to go see fireworks, I guess, at somebody else's house on top of their house. And we get up there, and no one's drinking. And this is not like a non-drinking group. I'm like, should I go to the liquor store? Everybody's quiet. I know where their beer fridge is, where they keep all their liquor. I'm like, they got it. Okay, they stocked it. It's a help yourself kind of neighborhood. Go in there, nothing.
That was an intervention.
What the hell?
And I'm like, no, they didn't like, I'll sit around and talk to me about it. Hmm. But then I was like, then I mosey out and I see Mike. I'm like, Mike, what the hell's going on, man? He's like, so you got to talk to? I go, oh my God. And luckily he had a bottle of tequila in his pocket. And so we stayed out there. We drank that bottle of tequila together. Actually, we drank a couple shots, and then all of a sudden he was gone again. I'm like, where in the hell did he go? And then he ended up at some other neighbor's house, and they were feeding him shots. And I was like, you didn't call me.
He's
women
trying to break up with
ruin
you.
Everything.
He's trying to break up with you.
Good times. No, he wasn't. It's like our wives were trying to break us apart.
Mm.
I couldn't believe it.
Well,
this is 4th of July.
You should be free. To drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, she says, hey, why don't you pay shots tonight so we can, like, you know. I mean, like, okay, cool, babe. Mm-hmm. We'll pay shots. Instead of going behind the back and going, hey, how about, I don't think Frank can keep up with Mike. Totally keep up with Mike. All right,
now,
listen. He does have a weird liver.
In her defense,
it's
Frank.
It's always a quest for me to try.
No, listen, I'm going to, in your wife's defense, because I know you a long time,
mm-hmm.
would you have paced had she asked
yes
politely and in private
yes of course I'd have just gotten extremely high
yeah
are you high
yeah I wouldn't
which
have been
still means you're out
I wouldn't
of it
have been
and
no
and
no,
not
no,
enjoying
no, that's
no,
a different
no,
that's a different no, buzz
all together
you can't be blanketing that stuff and it's 4th of July Christ's sakes.
Jesus
Christ. America.
Yeah.
What the hell is this?
Yeah, she planted that seed now, too, because you were casually drinking with your buddy Mike, and that's where this all stemmed from, right? Like, because now at a holiday situation,
I know, I guess they had picklebacks on the beach the other day. I didn't get a call.
Yeah, see, that's what's going
to
happen.
Then there was a dinner that I wasn't even invited to.
Yep.
My wife went. Everybody was there. What? I didn't get invited?
How does that happen?
I don't know.
They're trying to break up with you.
Mm-hmm.
No. Well, sorry. I'm going to find new drunk friends in Ventura.
I'm sure.
I found them
at
Surf Rodeo and at Tequila and Tacos. Thank you very much.
Just call Diego back and don't talk about the weather. They're new.
Plenty of drunk smoking friends up there in the 805. No problem finding drunks there.
That's where we keep them.
Where we keep them. Is it already time to go?
live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show. I probably should have told you this last week.
Oh, dear.
Because it was
recall?
A food recall.
Oh, see?
And that was last week. And I saw it like the day after, and I was like, oh, I actually put yesterday's news with oops next to the story. Yeah. And I forgot to do it that day, too. And then we've gone through the weekend.
Frank, did we eat it? Did we take it? Did we drink it?
We probably did, because it's a nice summer treat, and everybody was out this weekend.
Is it ice cream sandwiches?
It's an ice cream. Yes, several products from several major ice cream brands are being recalled due to Listeria, including products from Jenny's. Friendlies and Hershey's. I probably should have told you that last week. Oops. So if you're sitting on the toilet, I apologize.
Ugh. I love Friendlies.
What's Listeria exactly? Is that where it's just explosive diarrhea?
I was going to ask you that.
You can't go anywhere. I think remember there's a Listeria outbreak in Milwaukee. Like they gave out water when water wasn't like there was something wrong with the water.
Yeah.
Like people getting Listeria from the water. So there was a big bottled water handout, like back when I was working mornings in Milwaukee for that brief period of time. They don't know where the Listeria came from. What was new in town that gave everybody diarrhea? It was me.
That show's Listerical.
At the side of the RV.
They're Listerical.
They're Listerical. Listerious. All right, whatever that may be.
It causes mild flu-like symptoms such as fever, chills, muscle aches, and diarrhea or upset stomach. So,
okay. So you might think you have something else. Is that ice cream?
Yeah. Yeah, you had a little Listeria in your ice
cream. So if the whole family's got it, yeah, one of you didn't catch, like, you know, there's a little flu going around. You ate the ice cream together.
Hmm. I wonder how many times I've had that and just never realized it.
I live it.
You thought it was just
fever, chills, muscle aches.
That's
diarrhea.
Just my life.
Yeah. Why drinks?
Uh-huh.
There's a TikTok trend of people drinking rice water to lose weight, but it doesn't work, they say. There's no actual science behind it, but they're calling it a rice Zempic.
Shut up.
It's TikTok, Heidi. Everything is dumb.
I'm glad I'm not on it.
So don't listen to that TikTok bit of advice by drinking rice water to lose weight. Maybe it's the only thing you drank, and the only thing you did is you replaced all food with it, and you're on a rice water diet. Of course, you're going to lose weight.
Yeah. Use brown rice too.
Ooh.
Brown rice water.
Ew.
Mm.
Uncle Ben's bath water, they call it.
Bro.
What, Uncle Ben's bath water?
No. Chocolate.
Uncle Ben.
Bath
they get rid
water.
Of Uncle Ben? They did, didn't they?
Did they?
They got box? Rid of Aunt Jemima.
No, Uncle Ben, too, I think.
I think so.
What replaced Uncle Ben? Because Aunt Jemima didn't get a replacement. It just says Aunt Jemima words now, right?
It just says Ben's.
Ben's.
No longer
original.
Uncle.
No uncle. Just call it Ben's. No picture of the guy.
No picture of the guy.
Took
the
picture
now.
Off. Just Ben's. Damn shame.
What?
It's a damn shame, because, I mean, it was everybody's Uncle Ben.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, it's Uncle Ben. Look, he's bringing the rice.
Yes, he was popular.
That'd be like,
Uncle
Ben's changing
name
with cream green beans. I'd be like,
to Ben's original.
Aunt Connie's green beans.
After criticism of racial stereotyping, boxes of Uncle Ben converted rice on store shelves. Yeah.
I wonder if people, like, who didn't get that message thought it was a different brand. It was like, this is like the knockoff, like,
it's like John's and Vons.
The Kroger brand. Mm-hmm. Of Uncle Ben's is Ben's. You're like, I'm not eating Ben's.
I'm not eating
I want
Ben's.
The good stuff.
I eat
Where's Uncle
Ben's?
Ben's?
They knew that food was going to be good when they saw my good old
exactly.
Uncle.
Exactly. Huh. That's why I knew the pancake syrup was going to be good. When I saw Aunt Jemima on it, I'm like, can't mess around there.
Johnny, why the damn images so big?
What do you mean?
They're just like huge, like in our faces.
We had it ready to go.
Ready to go.
Grabbed it off the ground.
We figured we'd talk about
internet.
This at some point.
Yeah.
Let's get some smoke going in this place.
Come on.
They weren't married, were they? A couple? Were they a couple?
And now he left her and he's with a chick named Pearl Milling.
Oh.
Who's Pearl Milling? I don't even know
that's
that
the
person.
Name of the Aunt Jemima company now.
Oh.
It's called Pearl Milling. What? It's not Aunt Jemima. It's Pearl Milling Syrup. Same kind of font-ish. Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't even seen it.
Oh, my God, it is.
I wouldn't lie to you.
Well, when it comes to syrup, I'd expect you to, you know.
You know I'm looking at that bottle while I'm eating my short stack, my silver dollars. every day for breakfast, you know.
Silver
you don't,
dollars.
I'll keep this figure by not eating, by drinking rice water.
Yeah, silver dollar size pancakes. Shut up.
Oh, never mind. Those are my areolas. What are we talking silver about dollars. Again? What are we talking about?
Yeah.
There she is.
Yeah, your coin pancakes are as large as those giant coins they find on the islands. They're like, yeah, they used to roll around these boulder coins.
What do I owe you?
What do I owe you? These things weigh 3 tons.
Just leave it where it's at.
It better
just,
be
we'll
worth
say
it.
You,
it's like,
you owe me 3 pieces of it.
If you're going to buy that, you got to roll that over to his house. Oh, we don't need it.
That's when they decided we got to come up with a different way of doing this. This is just.
Can we make something easier to move?
Something lighter?
No. That could...
Oh, man.
Another food news, 7-Eleven now has cherry Slurpee flavored Twinkies.
Ew.
Yeah. I know.
I think you have to be 7 in order to go, these are delicious.
Yeah, or you're just crap. Footless and fancy.
Yeah,
free.
You don't have feet. If you don't have feet, then love
it.
Footless and fancy free. Give me that.
Make the movie Footless. Footless. Yeah. Starring Footless. You know, Bacon. Just starring Bacon.
Yeah. Everybody's just dancing around their wheelchairs.
We can't dance.
Yeah. There's a reason we can't dance. We're footless.
Footless. Everybody cut. Everybody's cut. Everybody's cut. Everybody's cut.
Let's hear it for diabetes.
Diabetes. Diabetes, yeah.
Diabetes. Hear it for diabetes.
That was a stretch.
The boys.
I'll take
it. For the boys. It's here for the boys. It's here for the diabetes.
Now I got a cut. Footless. Footless.
I don't have shoes.
I don't have shoes. Wait, kicking off what?
They cut them off to my knees.
Nubs. Got nubs.
Love cake. Hell, eat the Twinkies.
Anyway, yum, yum, yum.
818-955-2955. Let's see if these phones are ever going to work.
No, we don't.
They will work.
You know what's so funny? Like, I know they didn't pay their tax bill, and then they didn't pay the bill for the actual website.
We may not even get paid this month.
I know. I was talking about Redbox not paying people.
Oh, sorry. But, I thought you were talking about our company.
Well, I didn't know. I mean, it's like if you can't pay the tax bill and you can't pay the website bill,
mm-hmm.
and now the phone is dead. I'm thinking the phone bill probably wasn't paid. I'm like, what's going on here?
We don't know that's what it is.
The writing's on the wall.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's probably what it is, based off history. History
tells
me anything. I mean, I'm
get
no
line.
Sherlock Holmes, but you know, paper stuff stops.
They're currently working with our vendor to isolate the issue. So, what?
Which one? The website with the phones?
The phones?
The late fees?
The phones?
Working with our vendor, can we get you on some sort of payment plan, sir? We just need some good faith that you're paying something. Okay. So anything, we'll get you on this payment plan.
You sound like my creditor yesterday. Yeah. What's
let's
up, Leo?
Something. Well, what can you do per month?
Hey, let's go into auto pay so you guys don't forget, okay? Or is he bouncing the check?
Auto pay.
Auto
pay. TTO. Yeah.
Auto.
Auto.
Pay.
Auto.
Auto pay.
Auto pay drone. Drone pay. let's see. Let me get some more food news then. Pizza. You think who has the best pizza in America? You'd probably go with a New York pizza place. You'd be right. New York's Una Pizza has been named the best pizza spot in America again.
Again.
Yeah, Tony's in San Francisco is next. And then Pizzeria Badia in Philly is next.
No, nothing close to us.
Really?
Damn it.
Nothing really close to us unless you want to go to San Francisco to Tony's.
I would. I'd go about anywhere for a really good pizza.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite thing on planet Earth.
I guess people just don't think L.A. and think pizza.
Although Roberto's,
if you think you're the best pizza, you can send it to us right now. We'll test it out for you.
Roberta's and Studio City.
Oh,
I'll be completely really honest with you.
So buy some pizzas. And we know 7-Eleven pizzas are not going to be on the top 10.
No.
Sorry.
No.
I appreciate you making it, but not top 10.
Yeah, no.
Actually, we had pizza. Somebody was making pizza here, I think. And then, at the studio.
Oh, yeah. What was that place?
I don't know.
That was good.
No, it wasn't.
I thought it was good.
No, it wasn't.
Why wasn't it good?
Keith actually came in and he goes, well, what'd you think of the pizza? And I go, it was garbage.
Garbage.
Yeah. And he goes, oh, we should have you doing pizza reviews. And I go, yeah, if you want me to do that. And he goes, wait a minute. If you're just going to tear down pizza places.
Well, isn't that what the whole point
that's
of
the whole point.
Review is?
I know. They're afraid they're going to lose
he
more
loves
money
every
from
pizza.
All the, from yeah. all the pizza.
Can't say anything sucks. They might buy advertising
God.
Someday.
Oh, my God, pussies.
On the fact they might buy.
Yeah,
hey, you can sponsor our phone line. We're selling that. That's open right now to get someone to pay for the phone line. Brought to you by Garbage Pizza. I don't care. We'll take your money. We just want the phones back, garbage.
How long? Yum, yum, yum. We love it. It's the best thing we've ever had. The crust. Day. Oh, my God. So
crusty. Wisteria's Pizza. You got to sit down to eat it.
He said sit, Jordan. Really.
Uh-huh. This place was built on pizza money. Mine.
How long is this? Yeah, right.
Hell, that pizza company doesn't get advertising on these radio stations.
Probably not. How long has the text line been gone?
6 weeks.
A month? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, all of
been
a while.
It's been 6 weeks. 6 weeks? Maybe a whole month.
A month.
Yeah.
Mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm. Two weeks, they told us.
Let me see. I just wanted to do the topic. I think we did this once before, but are you with someone who's out of your league? I think we've done that before. A study found it's rare, but we tend to date people who are roughly the same level of attractiveness. So, if you are of a certain age and you're still single, then you are trying to date out of your league. So, it's very, very rare that someone is going to be with somebody who is completely like a 3 and an 8 together. But if you think, you know, you're waiting around, maybe you're too picky. You're not dating at your level. So maybe someone needs to be honest with you. It's stay or go face edition.
Oh.
Send us your pictures and we'll tell you what number you are on the scale of 1 to 10 and who you should be dating. Other
should
5.
Should I date or should I know?
Yeah. No, you shouldn't. You got to fix something.
You got to do more than just the face, though.
Yeah, there's a
whole that's what... A lot of people online dating, they put the picture of their face and they're like, oh, you're cute.
And no, but I don't think you need to. I think it's because of someone. If I see somebody who's bigger, but they got a pretty face, I can understand, like, oh, look, they're both pretty people. Obviously, she's got a thyroid problem. Or something.
Yeah.
I can still see her face as being pretty.
Yeah, I'm like, Ashley Graham.
Something must have happened.
Ashley Graham.
And what a hell of a guy. Right. What?
Johnny. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So yes. Probably just faces, right?
Faces.
I guess people can text me directly. I mean, they have
somebody
my phone number.
Somebody has pretty face, nice teeth, or good looking face, nice teeth. They smell good. Decent personality. I wouldn't care about size.
I miss texting you guys. I'm laughing my ass off about Footless. Nikki from Salem, Oregon.
Jesus. Hey, Nikki, I'll be in your state soon. Can't wait.
Somebody keeps swallowing into the microphone.
Yeah.
Who's drinking?
Is that you?
Nope.
Is that somebody doing that?
I wasn't swallowing.
Who's doing that?
I was looking at my phone.
I took a drink of water, but typically yep. I'd
is that
go,
you?
I'd go away from the microphone.
That's Heidi. You got a loud glottis.
Yeah.
She gets it from Johnny's mom.
Oh.
Nice.
I keep hearing it, and ever since we talked about that fart thing, now I...
Maybe she's farting. You farting or swallowing?
Hyper listening.
That's our next new game. Call us up. It's Fart or Swallow. No. Can't call us up.
No.
No, it's just the ramblings of a deranged man.
Can't text us.
All right. Oh, booze news. This is kind of freaky. I know Heidi wouldn't, But would anybody else, if we were out there, you know, out in the ocean on a boat, and we see like the bottles floating, would we grab the bottles out of the ocean and then just crack them and drink them?
Oh, come in, no.
They look like, but
it's like a bottle of.
Labelless. Let's say it's labelless.
Labelless.
Is it properly sealed?
Is there a cork in it? Like, yeah. Is it?
Yeah, it's got a cork in it. Let's say it's got a cork in it. I'm assuming it had a cork in it. And then there's like these bottles are floating around. You think, I don't know. It looks like an old bottle of wine. Maybe the label soaked off. Let's just crack it open
and drink
like
it. Maybe like a crate fell off the back of a container ship or something. And
something, you know?
Would I drink seawater?
Five fishermen in Sri Lanka found a bunch of bottles floating in the ocean hundreds of miles off the coast, drank them. Assuming they were booze, and all died. Now, it's not clear what they drank. But they...
Bottles of poison? Perhaps?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Why'd it take that so long to figure out? I guess it was bottles of poison?
Okay. They all died after taking a sip, but who's bottling... I mean, even if wine has gone bad, it's not going to kill you. It's just going to go bad. And typically, you would uncork that or uncap it.
But they assumed it was booze, and I guess you're 100 miles off, you know, the coast from any place. You're like, all right, sweet, the gods.
Yeah, because you've been praying.
Sending us liquor.
So maybe you think, oh, he's answering our prayers. Damn it. I want to know what it was. Because even if beer has gone bad, it's not going to kill you. It might just not taste good.
Somebody texts my phone and says they took away Aunt Jemima, but they never gave us the Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill. What happened to that?
Yeah, that was supposed to happen. That was a big deal. You're out, Andrew Jackson. Tubman's in. But it never happened.
Nope.
Huh.
I got a coin coming. Shout out to one of the listeners who wanted to mail it to me. I'm still waiting on that, but I got a coin.
From what?
You got a coin.
I'm sorry, the Harriet Tubman coin. He found it and was saying he'll send it over to me. So let's look at the positive, guys.
All right, she's on a coin.
I didn't know Harriet Tubman had a coin.
I don't know that either. Unless he took
sure somebody just didn't put a quarter on a train track?
We'll see.
Damn, Frank.
Come on, that's funny.
Okay.
Thank you. You know, George Washington in the right light.
Harriet Tubman commemorative coin.
Oh, it's a commemorative coin. Okay.
The coin follows the three periods of Harriet Tubman's life.
We'll save that. It'll be worth
silver dollar someday. Design.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, don't spend that.
Okay, we're hiding you, Frank.
Nobody escapes.
Heidi and Frank.
There's no escaping them.
More Heidi and Frank. Now
on 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank show. I always wait. Well, sometimes I jump ahead before and try to see if I have any of your stories and get the fake out.
That's
and then
right.
You have to find new stories for 2024. Yeah. But you know, I thought it'd be nice. And so I waited till after I heard all your stories.
Thank you.
And you didn't take any of my get the fake out stories. So I have all these headlines. Yes.
Oh, cool. Here we go.
The following stories are true, except for one. It's fake. It's up to you to get the fake out.
All right, here are your headlines. Which one's fake? Lego made bricks out of meteorite dust. You can buy a fake festival wristband for $4,900. Overworked Gen Zers are shunning vacations and staycations for sleepcations. Etsy has banned the sale of sex toys. A startup is working on a synthetic butter made from CO2 they pull out of the air.
Science.
That's science, folks. And construction workers listening to Def Leppard completed projects 13% faster. And a study is looking at why people run from bears. I thought I had another one. No, that's it. That's all I got. I only got seven headlines there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
narrowed it down for you myself.
I think I'm ready.
You are ready?
Oh, yeah. I don't think that... So essentially you're saying they made butter
out of the
air. Air?
Yeah. Butter, they call it.
Butter. I think that then that's 100% false because you just came up with that. That's fake. That's 100% fake.
If it's not...
I can't believe it's not butter.
Please pass the butter. Is that butter on my roll?
Sorry, could I have a little buttered toast, please?
I want some buttered buns.
Oh, I need a little butter for my pancakes.
My buns are already butthaired.
All right, going with the butthair.
Okay. Well, now I want it to be real, damn it.
Hey, it might be real. You don't know.
That's true, but that is my fake guess. Out. I just think you're full of shenanigans today.
What do you say, George?
I feel like Etsy's an open market for most things, most anything. I don't see why they would ban sex toys. Okay. I mean, as long as they're not, you know, previously used, I guess.
All right, Jordan's going with Etsy banning sale of sex toys. Johnny, what do you got?
I'm stuck between the construction workers who are listening to Def Leppard. They complete projects 13% faster.
Right.
But we have a lot of construction workers who listen to the station, and we play a lot of Def Leppard. But things don't seem to get done around Los Angeles.
Well, things are getting done, or KLOS fans.
That's right.
Or the Lego brick meteor dust.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go Lego brick meteor dust.
Okay.
I don't even think that's legal. Is that legal?
If you buy it.
Can you sell it?
It's like a Stegosaurus. Where are they getting enough money for it. It's yours.
Oh. All right. 818-955-2955 is the number. We got the fake out. We got who's the first one through? It looks like it was Samuel. Hello, Samuel.
Hey, good morning. I was the first one through. That's what's up.
That's right. So get the fake out.
I'm fat, so my instinct is going with the butter one.
The butter.
Yeah, the butter.
A startup is working on a synthetic butter made from CO2 they pull out of the air called butter. It is true.
I'm upset that I lost, but I'm happy that it exists.
No, I don't know if they call it butt hair. I added that part.
Oh, they're calling it butt hair.
The company's called Savor, and they've worked on this synthetic butter.
Savor my butt hair.
Of CO2. We do need to call it that. And they have to call it that. Butt hair. And that is true. I'm sorry. All right. Hello, Tony.
Yes. I believe it's... hi. Good morning, Heidi. Good morning, Rick. I believe it's Etsy, the sex toy one.
That's right.
Etsy has banned the sale of sex toys. That is true.
Ah.
No more crafty sex toys.
What? Why? Can you still get bondage gear, at least?
Maybe.
Asking for a friend, Jordan?
Yeah, asking for a friend.
Okay,
maybe. Just curious.
All right. Hello, Sergio.
Hey, what's up, Frank?
Get the fig out.
It's going to be the one, why do people run from bears?
A study is looking at why people run from bears. that is true. Did we really have to do a study about this? They're bears.
It's to not be eaten?
No, I guess it went deeper than that. The short answer is they're bears. But the study was more about the complex process that goes on within our brain when it happens. It's like the fight or flight process, like the where that all triggers in the brain of like, bear, run, run.
Oh. Yeah, 'cause the logic is like, you're not going to outrun it. It's faster than you. It can climb trees.
Right.
They can open doors.
There's certain bears, like, think of the grizzly bear, you're supposed to lay down and play dead, and then it gets bored with you, because it's like, okay, whatever. But if you run, a grizzly bear will kill you and eat you.
Yeah.
Black bear, I think you're supposed to stand and fight.
Yeah, you gotta fight that thing.
You can't lay down and...
You punch it right in the snout.
Yeah, you gotta fight.
Poke it in the eyes. Fight dirty.
That'd be hard to do.
Same thing with a mountain lion, right? You fight, you go for it.
Really?
Yeah, or you make yourself really big, and if it attacks you, I mean, you're just, it's on. It's you and animal.
Oof.
I don't know. I think a cat.
Caveman day stuff right there.
I think a cat, once the thing is dead, it doesn't move, it leaves because it's no fun anymore. They want you to move.
You want to play dead on a mountain lion?
I probably would.
Did you ever see that report where like a woman was out there talking about something. She was a reporter on the street. She was in someone's backyard. And she thought a dog was walking by her, but it was a mountain lion.
No.
She was just like, back to you, Bob. And it's like, was that a mountain lion?
Asking,
like,
oh, my God.
On the set. Yeah, just walked right by her, like a dog.
Looked at the camera and everything.
I guess it just knows. Maybe just ate a cat or something, or ate a Yorkie or something.
Frank!
I'm just saying, you gotta keep those dogs inside, Heidi.
I do! We all stay inside. That's how I prefer it. Bug-free. Mountain lion-free.
Yeah, I saw a picture of an eagle with a cat. They're like, yeah, you think, you know, you got a cat or like a small, medium-sized dog. Those big birds of prey, they can pick those things up quick.
Yeah. And I worry about hawks all the time. Yeah, we're always on the lookout.
Isn't that technically stressful. The fastest animal in the world? There's a falcon.
Peregrine falcon.
That can, like, yeah. We go
fly 300 miles per hour.
We'll talk about it later today at the Cannabis Kick.
It's like an airplane.
Yeah, they model jets after its flight, the way that...
So, if that thing is, you know,
aerodynamics,
looking at your Yorkie out there taking a dump, you're not going to have... You didn't even know it was there until... God.
Oh, my God. That... I don't know. So I'd never bounce
back. Search the skies, Heidi, when you go outside.
Oh, I do, but I wouldn't bounce back for that if I witnessed that. I can tell you right now. It would not be good.
Yeah, this pile on would just be awful at this moment. So maybe put a iron dome over your house.
Okay. Do we have an iron dome dome company that maybe I could get a little, like a...
Call Israel. Find out where they got theirs.
North improvement.
Yeah.
All right. Hello, Andy.
Hey, guys. Go with the Gen Z thing?
Overworked Gen Zers are...
Gen Zers?
Yeah. Apparently shunning vacations and staycations for sleepcations. That is true. Yeah, that generation's really into the old sleep. As far as, like, making sure you got 9 hours. I got the Oro ring. That has that. You look at it and see like how your sleep score was. Do you have that, Heidi? You got the Oro ring, or you have something that's measuring your sleep? Any kind of app?
No.
I
sleep fine. I'm fine. Totally fine.
Yeah, the only.
I don't snore anymore after I lost my weight. I don't snore anymore.
Oh, so you basically deleted the one app that you did have, sleep apnea.
You know, my wife would always say, "My God, honey, it's so bad." But I don't snore anymore. She told me.
That was a fat thing. Usually, usually the problem. You lose some weight, and then you just stop snoring.
So I think I'm sleeping better, too, because I'm not, you know, struggling or whatever. It's all good.
All right. How many headlines do I have left? I got the fake festival wristband for $4,900.
Yep. Get the Lego meteorite.
Lego made Johnny bricks Stone. Out of meteorite dust.
And Def Leppard construction.
And construction workers listen to Def Leppard completed projects 13% faster. All right. We got Pedro thinks it's a Def Leppard construction worker. Shannon thinks it's the fake festival wristband for $4,900. And Julie thinks it's the meteorite dust. All right. The fake headline is... Construction workers listening to Def Leppard finish projects 13% faster. What are you doing, Pedro?
He's working.
I'm
driving
right now.
Oh, sound like you're double flushing.
Well, no, I'm driving. I'm actually a construction worker. So
what are you driving?
That's why that wasn't my choice.
That is your choice. Def Leppard's construction worker. You won. Never mind. This is not going well. Yeah, that was fake, Johnny. You were so close.
I was right there.
Yeah,
you almost got
the Lego made bricks out of meteorite dust. It actually happened.
Those ought to be nice and inexpensive.
I'm more interested in the powdery stuff that Bolivia makes bricks from.
Don't give those to your kids.
Yeah.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Speaking of kids, Heidi, countries are now paying families to have kids. We talked about how 200-some-odd countries out there, their
half
population's
of the 204
going down.
In the world.
Yeah.
Oh, there's 204 countries in the world?
Yeah.
And half are losing population because the death rate is outnumbering the birth rate.
Yeah.
So now they're paying families to have kids.
How much am I getting?
I don't know. Doesn't say. Just says they're paying.
You got to at least pay me however much it costs to raise a kid for 18 years. Well, plus, college.
No, I mean,
Well, you get tax breaks on that kind of stuff too, right? So I mean, you can write off.
I guess
them
you
as
have two little. You have little tax write-offs.
Yeah.
Then if you don't have jobs, you get paid. You get paid to have kids anyway. Welfare.
Hmm. Mm.
We've gone from I believe that children are our future to I believe children are our beer money. Great.
Beer.
Oh yeah, the thing about the fake festival wristband, that was true.
I believe that 100%.
Yeah, it's Balenciaga.
Yeah, you want to look like, oh yeah, where'd you go? But
they're the ones that sell like the pre-worn shoes or looked like they've been pre-worn mm-hmm. for $15,000. Yeah, that's the fake.
That looks like a friendship bracelet that my friend Tanya and I gave to each other in seventh grade.
Well, you could relive your old youth for $4,900 and say, I send Tanya one too.
I will make that. I can make that today.
All right. It's on. You have to make it today and have it on Monday. Or I'm going to I'm gonna see a post later on your Instagram.
We're going to sell it.
On Etsy as a sex toy.
No problem. Easy. That looks like a... Yeah, like
festival C ring.
It's like a hippie C ring.
The high-end fashion brand Balenciaga is selling a fake festival wristband for the low price of $3,800. It's called the Raver Used Bracelet.
So stupid.
The stitch Balenciaga on they stitch Balenciaga onto it, so that takes the time and making it look distressed probably factors into the price too. You know, all that work.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently not, because they're also a not distressed version, and it costs $4,900. That's the distressed version, but you want a brand new looking when it's $4,900. You want a used looking when it's $38,000. The people, this place stays in business because people buy this stuff.
Because people are stupid. I think we know that.
So if you're looking for a dumb way to blow $5,000, there you go. For reference, tickets to Coachella next year start at $549 to get an actual festival bracelet if you want to go. We talked about airline flights and people going crazy on airplanes because when Peppa got kicked off an airplane because she bought two seats, some guy wanted to sit down and she had knee surgery. A wild United Airlines passenger, and I say wild because she flipped out so hard, she bit off a chunk of a flight attendant's uniform.
Uniform?
Was she a goat?
I know. She was trying to bite him, and I guess got a hold of it and just ripped.
What the hell?
I have no idea what the issue was. The passenger was restrained and later arrested, but it's like, what? What?
I am so well behaved because I don't want any problems. I just, whatever.
There is a problem. You don't get to the point where you're eating their uniform. I don't get that. Yeah. Wherever you plan on going, those people don't want you to show up. If that's the type of person you are, it's like
they're happy if you miss your flight.
Yeah. Yes. Aunt Goat's coming to town.
Yes.
Hide your clothes. She eats clothes.
She's worse than a moth.
I did have an honorable mention for the Get the Fake Out. I didn't add this because I couldn't really figure out how to do a headline that would make sense or make sense enough that you'd think it was fake. Because there's a new side hustle that just dropped. It's called Strava Jockey. Since early July, entrepreneurial runners in Indonesia, calling themselves Strava Jockeys, have built lucrative businesses selling their jogging hobbies to mostly older, busier professionals looking for social clout on the exercise tracking app. Is that a Strava? Is that a, I guess it's a jogging app?
I've never heard of it.
In essence, that's funny. Oh, okay. In essence, you pay someone else to run for you to make it you seem athletic. And the faster the pace, the more they charge.
Who sees your... You're just lying to yourself.
It's like if I had like stats on an Oura Ring. It's like doing the sleep number and I want to... Oh, I got 97 or whatever it is. I'm paying someone who sleeps well so I can go to my sleep circle and go, hey, look, I got a 97 last night.
But no one cares.
The people seem...
Social clout.
They do. And
oh, my
that's,
God. This country is in trouble.
People are paid to jog for other people.
That's Malaysia, at least, right? Where's that?
Indonesia.
Indonesia?
That country is in trouble.
That's a real thing, though. That's social status. I mean, the people do in the gaming world all the time. Like, you can build up a character in World of Warcraft or something like that, and then you can just sell it off.
What I've been doing right now. I had this
side hustle.
I have a I'm building it up because I mean I've had it for so long. My son introduced me to the game, Clash of Clans, like long time ago.
Yeah,
and like he was in elementary school, and I've been playing it ever since. He stopped playing it years ago. but because I almost had the whole thing complete, like every character totally maxed out because I've just been playing it forever. So I plan on maxing it out and then selling it.
Yeah, see?
And there's like, so you're like, every character is the most powerful, so you can go and it's where you can connect and fight people in this game, you know, around the planet. So if you just have it all done for you and every character is the strongest and you've, you know, leveled every tower out and everything like that, it's like, great. That's why I'm still playing it, so I can sell it.
It's an investment of your time at this point. How much you can sell it for?
I don't know. What's the market?
Let's see.
I have no idea.
Right. I don't even understand any of what you just said. Like, none of it. None of it. Nothing. Sell it how?
There's this thing called the internet.
And, so you take your game, Venmo, you sell the whole system. I will give
you my my sign-in and password. That'd be yours, and you can change that. But it's a complete game. Completely filled in. Everything's done. You don't have to do anything. And you have the ultimate powerful characters of all time.
And Johnny, what could he get for that?
It only took me 15 years to build it up. So what can I get for it?
$3.
$3?
I don't know.
15 years?
Oh.
Well, that sucks.
All right, so completely upgraded base. Sellers will have to break their piggy bank. Wait, is that what you're talking about? You're building up the base?
Yeah,
your base characters? And if it's completely built up, looks like, all right, but around 12K.
There you go, folks.
For this playersauctions.com.
$12,000.
Sell Clash of the Clans account for
cash.
With
the time I put into it, because like, it'll log like how many hours you've played this game, like how many battles you've had. It's been way too long. I take too many poops.
Do you pause it? How's that work?
Well, between poops.
Oh, so you pause and then you can...
Yeah, and I'm on there like, okay, let me load up a little bit here. Drop off and load up.
Your life is...
I'm pooping. It's multitasking, Heidi. I made $12,000 pooping for 15 years. What'd you make? Nothing.
I'm pooping right now, and I'm making a decent living.
Out your mouth. Yeah, you are. With your comments. You word turd.
You log hog.
This is kind of dragging. It's kind of dragging, isn't it? Is this what P.O. was talking about? Kind of dragging?
I think maybe.
All right, maybe move on. Hey, make this the best ever day.
Sorry, P.O.
I'm on it.
But slow it down. So it sounds like we're all like, you know, on laughing gas, okay?
Yeah. On nitrous.
I sold it for $12,000. Really dragging out. Another news real quick. Just keep hitting you with the quick hits.
Okay.
The Smithsonian revealed a photo of James Madison's wife taken in 1846. And the photo is particularly timely because she's shaking hands with Joe Biden.
Well, hello, darling.
Yeah, Trump said that J.D. Vance, his vice president pick, his running mate, looks like a young Abraham Lincoln. And Joe Biden was like, I knew Abraham Lincoln, and he's no, no Abraham Lincoln.
All they have is beard, so that's it. They don't look anything alike.
Maybe. What? Put a top hat on him. I don't know.
He doesn't look anything alike.
It was tall and slender.
More quick hits. A Florida dentist was arrested for making online death threats to Donald Trump critics. I know, shocking, huh? Florida has a dentist. Johnny mentioned drones earlier, but Wendy's is delivering food by drones. Look at that. We use billion-dollar technology to do what something Scott Baio would do for $8 an hour. I haven't seen Scott Baio in a while. He's kind of disappeared, hasn't he?
Yeah, surprised we didn't see him at the RNC.
Yeah, he'd show up.
He was speaking at the last one.
And this sounds like Get the Fake Out. McDonald's is now serving vegan ice cream. That way customers won't be upset when the machine's broken.
Right. Oh, thank God. It's not... working, is it? The ice cream machine? Oh, good.
Free shavacadoo!
It just keeps things going.
The U.S. pledged another $2.3 billion in aid to Ukraine. Last time Joe Biden blew this much money on a lost cause, it was rehab for Hunter.
People say a lot of things under the influence.
A new poll shows 63% of voters think Biden and Trump are embarrassing, which means 37% haven't been paying attention. So not even probably going to vote. In music news, Lil Nas X says his upcoming single will be the best song of all time. And we thought Justin Timberlake was drunk.
What could be better than Old Town Road? I mean, come on. Not possible.
The White House has released new rules strengthening tariffs on metals routed through Mexico. Of course, companies will easily be able to get around those tariffs just by sneaking their metal across the border. You really don't like these politics jokes, do you? I'm just making sure you don't. No. The Abraham Lincoln one, you didn't like that one either?
Nah.
Damn it.
No.
How about this one? Pornhub. These are quick hits, Jordan. Yeah, quick hits. Pornhub is now banned in 12 states. You know you can tell which ones? Guys waiting at their mailbox for the new Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. Oh, the good old days, huh, guys?
So quaint. Sears
catalog. Oh, boy.
Is Maxim magazine still around?
I don't think
so. Is it banned? It's banned?
Banned.
Or you just can't log in unless you use
banned.
Your ID. Banned.
Can't do it.
That's the thing. I thought it was just you got to see.
So it's red states, man. I thought there's one blue state that's banned Pornhub.
I know.
I doubt it. No.
It's those red states. That's got to be. It's your people, Johnny. Banning Pornhub? Seriously?
I don't think it's banned. I think you just have to confirm
if
your
Johnny,
identification.
If there's a workaround, Johnny will find it.
Yeah.
Workarounds.
VPNs.
That's what he searches for porn. Workaround. Or reach around.
Could you give me a workaround?
All right. It is time to take our break. Thank God. Mm-hmm. That was really dragging ass right there. We're out of here, Frank.
From the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show. Forgive my voice today. It's a bit shot from shots. Deathbed confessions. If you were on your deathbed, your confession time.
These are my confessions.
I think when you're only doing it for that reason, it's like when you find Jesus right at the end, like you lived your life like
doesn't matter though, Jesus.
Bad guy and scumbag.
As long as you find him, it doesn't care.
Yeah, but see, I don't think so. I think that
Jesus doesn't care about timing.
It's like coming going up to say somebody like, I'm being forced to say I'm sorry to you. So are we good? Well, that doesn't mean anything to me. Your apology means nothing to me because you're not really seeing, yes, that you did wrong, that you really come to me going, listen, I've thought about this.
Let's think about Jesus. He can see your heart. Yeah. Right, Corey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Please believe me.
Jesus can see your heart, so he knows if you're just saying to say it.
Okay, well, then there you go.
But if you're really, truly, I'm sorry.
Then he'll see your heart. If you're just like, if you're like, yeah, whatever, crossing my fingers. Hey, Jesus, you're my bro.
He's like, hey, I might have killed, you know, my ex-wife.
And her friend.
And that waiter, but, you know, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Take Jesus, my Lord and Savior.
No.
And when you die, how do you go to heaven? Your mom's going to be hanging out with O.J. Simpson. And then they're probably married in heaven. You got to call them dad.
That ain't happening. That ain't happening. And guess what? I might just have to, you know, make something happen.
Well, whatever you do, don't return your mother's sunglasses, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no. Mom, your sunglasses are here. Come get them whenever you get a chance. Okay.
You left them in my house.
Yeah.
Stop by anytime.
Right. Oh, my God. No, I think, I don't think it works that way. It's like the apology that you're being forced to say it because HR is forcing you, or so your teacher's forcing you. You have to. A true apology is when you go, listen, I'm devastated that I hurt you, and I've thought long and hard about it, and I want to acknowledge that I was wrong, and I apologize, and hopefully something. That's real, not sorry if I hurt you. If you hurt me, you don't know if you did. You know, nah. I'd be a very bad Jesus, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, you are bad Jesus.
Yeah.
But OJ didn't have to do that. You know?
Why?
What do you mean?
Well, because he didn't kill those people.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Right?
Great.
No.
I wasn't on the jury. I'd have been their holdout.
So if you got a confession, I mean, if this was your last day on Earth, you want to get something off your chest before you go see G's?
G's. I guess we do say G's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
G's. G's, Louise.
His middle name is Louise.
G's, Louise Christ.
No. I always thought it began with an H.
Yeah, you wouldn't think he'd be such a nice guy with middle name Louise, but...
Yeah, he grew up tough.
He grew up tough.
Yeah.
You know? You know who his dad was. Uh-huh. And then the things they said about his mom, his poor mother.
No, nobody believed
And then his stepdad was like, okay, yeah, I mean, you're not even mine. But, okay.
You can also text your deathbed confession. Text HF. In honor of O.J. Simpson, if he did actually tell somebody at the end what really happened on that fateful night.
From my friends, yeah.
Here's a text coming in already.
This is the OJs with a song called Backstabber, by the way.
Oh, wow. Damn, Jordan.
Wow. Look at you.
Wow.
2 points.
Seriously. That's here. Amazing.
This person says, I bought my house from a musician. And last Christmas, a package arrived for him. I don't have his contact info, so I sent him a Facebook message. Nothing. I finally opened it and found a box of chocolates from Ringo Starr.
Oh, my God.
They were fantastic. So this year I didn't hesitate. Thanks, Ringo.
He's just on the Ringo Christmas list of sending chocolates, and Ringo's people are like, I don't know. I just send them to everybody on the list.
What a nice guy, Ringo Starr, sending out chocolates to people for Christmas.
Lovely. Just lovely.
You know Ringo, don't you, Emo?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I know him very well.
Oh, you want his chocolate Christmas list?
You know what? I don't think I got them this past year. I'm going to have to
make some phone calls
because we did have that one conversation.
Another confession through text. You can call us with your confession, 818-955-2955. O.J. Simpson is dead. So it makes me wonder if he possibly did a deathbed confession. So let's open it up to confessions.
These are my confessions.
I thought I'd found the one. It was going so well until we went to a restaurant and he ordered very well-done steak. We just talked about that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Corey, on Corey's birthday.
Oh, she had a well-done steak. But yeah. That's such
medium
a...
Medium well.
Medium. Okay, that's fine. This guy said very well done. Then sent it back to the kitchen to cook even more because it wasn't cremated or ruined enough to his liking. I finished my meal and said goodbye forever. I couldn't be with somebody who...
Whoa.
Ruined piece of meat. Like
oh
that.
My God.
That's a new level of ordering a steak. Can I get mine cremated? Just burnt to a crisp.
And then the absolute opposite of that is just knock the horns off of it. Yeah. Put it on my plate.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. So manly.
You think it's because it's manly or it's delicious?
It's not delicious. You want a little bit.
You're saying nobody who orders a steak, rare.
No.
Likes the taste. They just want to look manly.
You want a little sear on that, though. You want a little crunch. You want a little of that. Just raw meat.
What about tartare?
I know. My wife loves carpaccio. Mm-hmm. She gets there's this place where we live. She orders a carpaccio salad. But it's just thinly. I mean, paper thin slices of beef.
Yeah.
With a little caper and lemon and whatever.
Like thinnest prosciutto.
Oh, yeah, you can probably see through it. She loves it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine. I'll have a bite or two. But, no, I get people that... But just the raw meat. Like, could you, Johnny, have prime cut, whatever, sirloin, grade A, hamburger meat, and just take a handful?
If it's good meat, you could.
Yeah, if it's good.
Like, if you went to a butcher shop, they just ground it.
But part of that, isn't that little bit of the sear from the grills, like that flavor that makes your mouth water, that...
Not just
a handful of raw hamburger.
That's our animalistic instincts to get in there and just eat it.
Yeah, like when my family cooks steaks or anything, I don't want anything on it.
You're not supposed to. A good cut of meat is
maybe a little salt and pepper. That's it.
Yeah.
But they like to load the Montreal seasoning up. Like they cover it in a layer.
Do we have the Mrs. Dash steak?
Get out of here with that.
Yeah?
Then all you're eating is Montreal seasoning. Everything tastes like Montreal.
With Heinz 57 sauce.
It's terrible. Ugh. A little salt, pepper.
Boom. Yeah, I mean, a good cut of meat, you don't need to mess around with it too much, yeah. No A1 steak sauce.
No. If it's good, no.
This person said their confession is, my mobile phone has had a worse impact on my work rate than when I was regularly shooting up.
What?
Started playing Fortnite as a way to spend time with my kid. Cut to 2 years later, he's lost interest, but I still play it.
Damn.
Often to the detriment of time with him.
Wait, he's saying that that habit was worse than his heroin habit?
Yeah.
His Fortnite habit's worse. Mm-hmm. I'm going to disagree there. I think if you're going to have an addiction,
you never played Fortnite,
and I wouldn't.
Don't. It's addicting.
I'm not. I wouldn't get addicted to Fortnite. I promise you.
Do you play any video games? Is this something that's not on your radar?
No, because I get nauseous. Like if I like those things where you look around, you've got the gun and you're looking around. I'm like, oh, you're sick. There's really not. I don't really move. I just stay still.
Here's a good one. My wife discovered the $1,800 diamond necklace that I bought, so I had to give it to her. It was supposed to be for my mistress.
Babe, I found something. Did you want to maybe give it to me?
She's like, wait, hold on. Now he has to go buy another one if he wants to, you know, give his mistress something, guys.
Why are you buying stuff for your mistress?
Because you got to keep... Ridiculous. We had Leslie Zemeckis in here. You got to keep her.
You got to keep her.
Yeah. You want that good when you stop by on Friday night after work.
Yeah, but she's giving that good to everybody.
No, she's your good.
Only to give an $1,800 necklace.
Yeah.
You got a VR headset, right?
Yep.
Do you watch porn on it?
I've seen stuff.
Okay.
He looks at the clock. Kids are in school, Johnny. Wife's at work. You're fine.
15. No, she just texted me and said O.J. Simpson died, so she's listening.
Hi, honey.
Well, this sounds like something would happen to you. A VR headset guy thought the family was out, took to the toilet for so long, forgot to lock the door. Was roughing up the suspect.
Sure.
And hear my wife cough right next to me. Took the headset off just as she was exiting the bathroom and closing the door. We haven't talked about it yet. He's in there just full goggles.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's
She's
right.
She's in there brushing her teeth. Like, what the hell is this guy doing? Oh, no.
Oh, I'm at the International Space Station. It's so cool. It's like you can reach out and it stuff's right there. Yeah.
It's the new Amish virtual reality. I'm churning butter, honey. There's a butter churning contest. And I won.
But don't worry, I'm coming back to you, honey. I'm just on my Rumspringer.
You're doing what to my back?
Oh, dear. I will arrive.
Race car game. Yeah. Stick shift. Yeah. I said stick.
Seven gears. Pole position.
I was looking after my nieces, and the youngest came up to me to tattle on her sister for swearing. According to my sister-in-law, correct response to this is, it's not nice to tell tales, Victoria. And not, no one likes a nipping rat, Vicky.
Well, yes, there's definitely two ways to say that. Definitely two ways to say that.
But say the same thing, and one's going to stick with Vicky.
Yeah, that's true.
Little girl named Vicky.
No one likes that rat, Vicky.
Yeah, you know there are grown women in the world right now, listening even, named Vicky. But one time, they were a toddler. Mm-hmm. Vicky, did you just poop your pants? Vicky, do you got to go potty? Vicky, wet the bed.
We got Samuel on the phone. Hello, Samuel.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Samuel.
What are you confessing?
I'm confessing a family secret, kind of. Is my mom's dog. It's about my mom's Chihuahua.
Oh, dear.
Like, when I was younger. No, her name's actually Nestle. She's a little brown dog.
All right.
So I left her at my buddy's house, like, when I was younger. You know, stoner and stuff, forgot, because I used to carry her around in my hoodie pocket all the time. And I set her down, right, when we're, you know, hanging out. And I left, and I forgot about her, like, 3 days later. And I was like, oh, dang, Nestle. And everybody's freaking out the whole time. I'm like, hey, you know, she probably just ran away. So I ended up lying to my mom, saying I found her back at the vet, or not the vet, at the shelter. Like, I found her online, yeah. And I went and got her from there. But I just went back from my buddy's house.
So your buddy didn't call you and go, hey, man, you left your dog here.
No, we're stoners. So I hit him up to ask him about it, and he was like, yeah, we have a little brown dog here. Is it yours? Because his little sister got it, and they thought they found it, like, just wandering in their yard. Yeah, so we still have Nestle to this day, and my mom tells all her friends about it, so I don't have the heart to tell it.
Poor Nestle went on an adventure.
Also, quick thanks to the tickets for L.A. Guns and Cinderella. That was pretty badass.
Did you say hi to me that night?
Yeah, I was the one that screamed Frank when you walked by. I was like, Frank! And then you raised your cup and...
Oh, right. That was like on the right side.
Yup, when you came after you gave your little speech. That was pretty cool.
My little speech.
Your speech.
Ladies and gentlemen, L.A. Guns.
I didn't mean it like that.
No, I didn't pull a Renee. I actually did a little, did 2 minutes, whatever.
Oh, did a quick two.
But it was pretty awesome. We had a great time. Me and my girl had a great time. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you, Samuel. Awesome. Appreciate you.
Hooray!
Yeah, it's crazy when O.J. Simpson's dead. It's like getting to that age when Heidi's mom died and then... Mm-hmm. Right around when Heidi's mom died, a lot of people's moms were dying left and right. People that I knew, like OJ.
Yeah.
I mean, that was 93 or 97?
94, I think it was.
Yeah, I was on the air in Colorado when that was all happening.
Mm-hmm.
Playing OJ parody songs and stuff. The stupid morning radio with him. But, yeah, I mean.
Star of the Naked Gun.
OJ Simpson.
Yeah,
is
right.
Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you feel old.
Yep.
Especially when my voice just doesn't want to operate. Makes me feel old. A little bit sexy, creepy at the same time. But remember last year, about this time, a survey came out, like, where they asked people, what made you realize you were old?
Mm.
And I think last year it was... Nobody dances with their arms in the air anymore.
Oh.
That's an old person thing. Remember that?
Yeah.
Like, people just don't dance with their hands up. That's an old person thing. Give yourself away.
Well, what do you do with your arms if you're a young dancer?
I don't know what they do with their arms. I'm old. I'm a hands in the air dancer.
Let me see. Keep your elbows. Put
some dance music on.
But I'm not
allowed
to move. What am I supposed to do with my arms?
Let's see.
Let me just feel it. I'll just feel it.
I definitely put my arms up.
Okay.
You're an old soul.
Emo's 30. So
does that count anymore?
Right.
Okay.
Now dance without your arms above your head, above your shoulders.
I can go here.
Yeah. If I go crazy, you might be. See?
I'm
saying.
What am I supposed to do, like Michael Flatley?
There you go. Everyone's a river dancer now. Millennials just don't know how to dance.
Ready?
There you do it.
Here's a drop.
Oh, I want to put my arms up so bad.
It's tough.
Damn it. Oh.
Another sign you're old. I guess you could just check these off your list.
I could have checked these off my list when I was 14, probably.
All right, do you eat Tums like candy?
No. Those aren't. That's not good.
Hey, you do
Johnny,
that.
That's not good. Don't do that.
He needs to. He's got the reflux.
I thought you only needed one. Like, why do you have to eat 8 of them to feel any relief?
Well, you don't.
No,
Johnny.
That's just me.
Here's it says 2 every 6 hours, but it's not getting the job done, you know?
You shouldn't have made them like those Valentine's sweethearts.
Oh, that tastes delicious.
All different colors. It's like, my God.
Berry smoothie, they call it.
I know.
Who doesn't want a berry smoothie?
Although,
I used to eat whole packages of Pepto-Bismol pills.
Because
so good.
Yeah, right here. I bought these when I went back for my mom's memorial because I couldn't stop pooping. And I was like, I can't get out of the car to go into this place. So I had to go to a CVS and go grab these so that I could calm my tum-tum so that I could, spend 7 hours hugging people.
That might be another sign you're getting old.
Yeah, that you just have travel Pepto right there.
And you your pants all the time.
So, Johnny, I'll just, these will be here if you need them.
No, it's just the heartburn that I get. The Tums is for the heartburn.
Yeah, you get heartburn.
Yeah, well, it's not that I'm pooping my pants.
But what are you, it's from...
Tums is for heartburn. Like Rolex.
Nausea.
Yeah, but also for upset tummy. When you have, like...
Really?
For nausea.
Oh, no, I don't use it.
No.
What causes heartburn? What do you eat?
Or sometimes you just take Tums for the calcium in it.
7-Eleven pizza?
So your bones don't rot. Oh, that pepperoni pizza from 7-Eleven. It's a killer.
Yeah. It's like, throw a little sugar in that sauce that you're using. What you're supposed to do.
Then why not?
Settle down that really? Acidic
Maybe
acidic
just do
level.
The cheese pizza from
Maybe
there.
That's what's having my vocal cords. Too much 7-Eleven pepperonis.
That is a thing. That is a thing.
Oh, yeah, the acid. Yeah, that's the like acid bulimics remus, so. Are puking all the time, and then they...
Yeah, kill your voice.
All right, here's another sign. Keep, okay. Keep tabbing.
So far, I'm at one with the dancing.
Oh, but first, Paul has an O.J. Simpson story. Hey, Paul.
Hey, so I am a video editor and have been for a very long time, and I was working on a show with Dennis Prager, if you know who he is.
Yeah.
And we were working on this show of how to be a good person in situations. And during the O.J. chase, we were currently removing O.J. from the video because he was in a scene on how to be a good person, and they didn't want him in it anymore.
Well, do you remember what part he said? Like, what was his opinion on being a good person?
Yeah, well, yeah, he was in a piece where he's at a restaurant, and he got the whole steak story, too. He'd ordered a steak. He ate the whole steak but didn't want to pay for it, and he wanted to leave and get out of there and the whole thing, and they just removed him, so they didn't feel that his persona was any longer clean.
Was Ron Goldman his waiter?
Mm. Oh, God.
Well, he took the steak knife.
Oh, yeah. Took the knife.
Does he wear gloves exactly. when he cuts a steak? He's got ice
No, nothing like that, but I just thought it was weird. We were in an edit bay removing O.J., turn on the TV, and there he is in a white Bronco going up the 405.
Right, so you're already removing him.
We were already removing him because he was already under suspicion, and they didn't even want the suspicion of it.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you, Paul.
Our friend
O.J. Simpson passed away.
Passed away. Angela, our friend Angela, who listens to the show, she said there's a recent interview where they asked O.J. Simpson his opinion on the Alex Murdaugh trial. And O.J. said, oh, man, I don't know why you asked my opinion on something like this.
Well,
because
I mean,
you're a murderer.
No, honey.
Because you're a murderer. What do you think about
alleged?
It?
He was found not guilty. No more alleged.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. In my opinion.
Yeah.
So if Trump gets convicted, you're going to believe it?
If he's convicted, well, he'll be convicted.
Are you going to have the same opinion?
It's the justice system.
So you're going to believe that he deserved it?
No, I'm not going to say he deserved it.
There we go.
I'm going to say he deserved it.
Mm-hmm. What's so funny is, who was the Scott Peterson?
There's a lot of innocent people in
there
jail
might be
right
like
now.
Some new evidence. He might not have done it. I always said he didn't do it.
Yeah, well, the Innocence Project took on his case, and they don't, because I follow them and, you know, certain things. They don't take it on. Remember, like, they investigate before they put their name on something.
If you remember back when, and you were like, oh, he totally did it. I go, no, he got a raw deal. And you were like, man, you totally did it. Now.
I'm just saying.
Could have come around where Scott got the raw deal like he said he did.
All those pieces are, all the pieces that,
see,
what he's searching. And
I'm always right.
You're not always right.
I'm about with Scott Peterson, I am.
No.
We'll see.
I'm going to stick with that one, too. But I will say that was that's a pretty big deal for him, because the Innocence Project doesn't just take on cases lightly. They don't take on cases they think they can't win, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's a big come up for him, for sure.
All right, keep your score if you're old. You still print your boarding pass just in case.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like having that piece of
I'll
paper.
Do that.
Like, what happens if my phone dies before I get to the thing and then I can't turn it on and I can't have them scan it?
That's a hard copy.
Yeah. Right there.
Yeah, I don't do that.
All right, when you're trying to...
I'm so youthful.
When you're trying to remember something, you snap your fingers...
No, don't do that.
I think I do.
Yeah, yeah, you definitely do. Yeah. Of course you do.
See ya.
Yeah.
And then I pointed someone to guess it.
Yeah. We have to be his brain.
It's a fun game we
click,
play.
Click, turn my brains on.
So it's a game to see who can guess it first.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
You can't stand or sit without making some sort of noise.
Damn. Yeah, I'm going to put myself down on that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, 12-year-olds don't do that.
Yeah, I guess. You know you're old when you go car shopping for cars that you can actually get into.
Right.
And get out of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, the license too low.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, too low. Oh, that's too high.
Uh-huh. We have platform beds.
And the Goldilocks of a Buick.
We have platform beds because of our dogs, so that, you know, that we used to have these big high beds. And now you have little dogs and you worry, so we have these low platform beds. But now my wife's like, oh,
you can't get up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sound like Little John every time I get out of the car. Yeah!
Yeah.
Yeah!
Yeah!
What?
They got this little area in the house that has like a little table, little Japanese stools, really low.
Uh-huh.
With one of those like bowls in the middle.
Yeah, sound bowl. No, yeah.
Never sat there. I can't get up.
Right.
The Japanese invites me to dinner, I don't go.
He has no Japanese friends. It's not because he's racist or he's out of shape, but he's old.
I can't eat with you because they can't sit down that far.
Yeah, how do they feel about somebody standing the whole time? Mm-hmm. My wife does love that. She goes, I'm just going to stand and eat. And I go, that is so... Do you understand how weird that is for me? I'm sitting here eating and you're standing and eating. You know I like us both laying down while we're eating.
What?
But now it's probably easier if she's just standing up.
In the shower. We'll just clean the mess up. You know, we clean while we eat. You know, you're cleaning as you go.
When you're going house shopping, and you only buy a place because it has a stool in the shower. Or a sit step.
Yes, it has the built-in bench.
So I got some place to sit in the shower. Awesome.
And it also has those flower grippies on the bottom so we don't slip and kill ourselves.
Your tub has a door on it. Let's see. You use your speakerphone for most of your calls. Oh, that's my wife.
No, I'm on. I've got my AirPods.
I hate that.
They're always in my ear.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm not doing so bad. I've only got two. I'm so youthful.
Do you judge parents if their kid isn't wearing a jacket? It's April. That kid doesn't have a jacket on. No. I don't do that.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm guilty of that one either.
Do you watch the local news every night?
No. No.
And if you do, do you always say, what's this world coming to? It's old. Have you recently stood outside a store in the morning waiting for it to open?
Oh, I've done that.
You're
I
old.
I did that not too long ago. I went to Home Goods. I wanted to go
to
Home Goods.
I did that at the post office. Talk about old. I'm mailing stuff and it's not open yet.
Yeah, it was like a Saturday morning and it was like 9:45 or something. And I'm going to run some errands. I'm going to run over to Home Goods. You know, live, laugh, love. Can't have too many plaques. And they weren't open. I go, what the hell is this? Saturday. It said didn't open until 10, so I waited.
Yeah.
I waited.
In your car?
And then people are coming up, and people are coming up, and they're walking across the parking lot, and I can see them. And they're all excited because they're like, hey, we're going to Home Goods. And I was like, they're not open yet. They're not open yet.
So you took it upon yourself to become an employee of Home Goods.
Yeah, I was like, we're not.
You're old.
They open at 10. It's another 15 minutes.
You're the official Home Goods monitor now. They're not open.
Hi. They're not open yet. Not open yet.
She's forming the line outside. Single file.
I've never lined up for a concert ticket, a new shoe at a shoe store, but I'm first in line at Home Goods on a Saturday morning. So, yeah, I'm going to give myself a
chance. This counts for you, too. You start conversations with strangers in public. They're not open yet.
I did that the other day.
What? Stay in your car.
I found, like, these awesome coupons on the Ralph's app, and I was going through, and I was like, you can get some stuff for free here? I was like, did you know you get stuff for free on the Ralph's app? Look at that. Pull up your Ralph's app. Yeah. This is oat milk. It's right here.
And the fact that you got oat milk.
Yeah. Oh, he got some,
Yeah, planet oat milk.
Is that the stuff that's making the whole thing stink?
No, that's something else. I don't know what that is.
Oh, that is.
It's a small fridge. How can you not know what it is?
I threw everything else away. I don't know what that is.
It's a very.
It's one of those smells where you're like, is that
me? It's like what sour milk.
Have you checked the freezer section?
Yeah.
Nothing?
We're out of your friend.
The Heidi and Frank Show on Southern California's Rock Station 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank Show. Do you think of yourself as good looking?
I know you're not talking to me.
Yeah, this is for, in general, everybody. Because they said that people who think of themselves as good-looking show less willingness to continue wearing face masks. She's like, you know what? This is, you know, hiding all this goodness.
Why do I want to cover this up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm not getting the attention I was getting before with this face mask thing. And so, you know.
Oh, that's interesting.
I'm not going to wear it. I'll risk disease and ailment.
You know, we knew somebody who wore it so much, Frank, that I won't say who, but Keith. I went into, I went into his office one day. And you know, when you're in your own office, it's like, you can take it off because you're in your own office. And then even if you're, okay, devil's advocate, you're in your office, but you still want to be safe, so you keep it on. I went in there one day, and he was eating a sandwich. So he has mask on like this, and he's in the middle of his lunch, and he pulled it down, took a bite,
and put it back up by himself.
And then Yes.
Well, like I said, Heidi, people who think that themselves as good looking show less willingness to continue wearing a face mask. And I don't know if he likes he's it. Good looking.
But I think what he's got to do is he's got to trim the goatee because it looks very vaginal.
Yeah.
When he's got the panties on his face and he's got this.
If your panty looks like Keith in a face mask. You have a problem, not Keith. That's the other way around.
Mine doesn't, but you know you've had thoughts.
Yeah.
I think you just got to keep the beard, you know, above the mask. Whatever. I love you, Keith.
If you are attractive, since this is attractive, people don't want to wear a mask. If you are attractive, give us a call, 818-955-2955, and I want you to tell us what makes you attractive.
Mm.
All right? 818-955-2955. Do you think anybody will call?
I do.
Do you think we have any attractive people listening to the show?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, $5 says we don't.
No, we do.
No, yeah, we do. We definitely do. Because we have all those people who call, and you're like, what do you look like if you had to compare yourself to a celebrity?
Yeah,
and it's always
know,
like a really hot celebrity.
Yeah, so nobody's ever gone, that's Steve Buscemi. Yeah. Not one. We get Jennifer Aniston's, we get Drew Barrymore's, we get Selma Hayek's.
Yeah. Oh, no Danny DeVito and Carrot Tops.
Yeah, we've never, not once.
Of course. Yeah.
All right. If you are attractive, give us a call and tell us why you think you're attractive. I mean, you look in the mirror every day and you know there's something about you that you think is the attractive part of you on your face.
Mm-hmm.
818-955-2955. Not one call. We don't have one attractive person listening to the show.
We talking just faces right now? Because there's like the butterface situation where it's like everything but the face is looking hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where the mask is actually helping them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's true, because somebody got a jacked up nose or teeth.
Well, I guess if you are ugly, why don't you call it and tell us why you think you're ugly? What about your face is ruining it?
Mm-hmm.
818-955-2955. So attractive, tell us why you're attractive. Ugly, tell us why you're ugly. And if you are, and if you are that couple where one person's attractive and one person's ugly, like if you're dating way out of your league, give us a call. Like, how'd you nab that good-looking person? You know you're ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're an attractive person and you're dating an ugly person, why the hell are you doing that?
Yeah.
It's called personality and soul and things deeper than looks, Frank.
Is that what it is? I want to know. Why do attractive people date ugly people? 818-955-2955. It's strange.
Yeah. See, I'm attractive, but the fat makes me look ugly.
No.
No.
I think actually the fat makes you better looking.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, when you got really thin and you had long hair and that beard, no, sir.
Oh.
No, sir. Were you like a skinny caveman? No. You look much more attractive now. Oh, younger. You.
I think Manuel thinks that he's attractive. Hello, Manuel.
Okay.
Hey, how you doing, Heidi and Frank?
We're good.
So you think you're attractive?
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of girls always tell me I'm attractive because I have a reddish-brown mustache, and they say I look cuter with it. You know, they didn't like it when I covered it up with a face mask.
You have a reddish-brown mustache?
Yeah.
And you have dark hair.
No, I'm ginger all around, and I'm Mexican.
Oh.
So
a Mexican
ginger. Oh, that's
ginger.
What it is.
Yeah, you're like you're like that boxer.
Yeah. Yes, kind of like Canelo.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it says here you also have hazel eyes.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, you're like that unicorn in Mexico.
Yeah. Rare.
Yeah. Matter of fact, when Mexicans talk to me, when I go to somewhere to order food, like in a Mexican place, and they talk to me in English, they think I don't speak Spanish.
Oh, right. Then they're saying stuff about you, and that's when you jump in and you
all the time. They give me the F word in Spanish, like I don't understand what they're telling me.
Yeah. Oh, really? What is that word?
So
if you can, I mean, if you're around, like you say, Mexicans, and they think that you're just this white guy, when you're when you see a group of white people, do you put on a white guy accent to like try to infiltrate?
I could walk right through a white crowd and nobody's gonna move for me. Put it that way.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That's what he's like. Hi, bros. What's going on today, man? I'm
how's it going, dude?
Dude, that's how I talk.
That's true.
Did the other Mexican kids make fun of you growing up?
Oh, all the time. Me and my brothers. Oh, they call me a ginger F all the time.
Ginger F.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jay is dating out of his league. So Jay's ugly. He's dating up. Taco, his eyes make him attractive. No, Taco, I know you. Your eyes suck.
Are we sure it's the same Taco?
Taco, there's nothing attractive about you. I mean, really, you have to change or move. Move out of Los Angeles. You'd be hot in, like, Missouri.
Yeah.
Because you look like a hot crackhead. Other than that, you got to get the hell out of Los Angeles. Hey, Taco.
Wow.
What color are your eyes, Taco? I forget.
I was literally going to say I used to be hot. Now I'm not.
Yeah. Well,
that's true. It's true.
I actually brought a lot of hotties to your party, though. I should do that for you.
He does pull the hotties because he always gets friend zoned because he's not that hot.
I'm a great. Yeah. No. My cousin brought a girlfriend, but you know, I'm a really great wingman. That's for sure. It's one of my bonuses. But I used to be really cute, like a Bobby Brady growing up, you know. And now I'm just an old white guy, and who wants to hang out with old white guys?
I know. Huh?
Not me.
Not me.
Oh wait.
All right, we got Kim on the phone. She thinks she's attractive. Hello, Kim.
Hi.
All right, Kim. Hi. You've had the balls to call us and tell us you're an attractive woman, but when you look in the mirror, what do you love to look at?
Well, I have pretty plump lips, and I think they're really pretty eyes. Well, people tell me that I have pretty eyes, so they're pretty brown, like just regular, but I guess the shape of them makes them pretty.
Like an almond shape?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Nobody with the round eyes.
You have such pretty eyes. Oh, thank
just
you.
Just giant round eyes. Is it considered attractive?
Thanks, I have Graves' disease.
Yeah. My eyes bulge out of my head like an inch and people think it's so attractive. Actually, do people think your lips are fake?
Like you no, they don't. What? Well, actually, yeah, when I put on red lipstick, they ask me if I get my
if you get injections,
plump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't.
Natural red
lips.
Natural plump lips. Almond shape.
Yeah.
You're where? You're from where?
I'm Panamanian, so I feel like I just look kind of different. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I might be going to Panama when should I go? What is the good season to go to Panama? What months?
From December to March, I believe, because that's when it's not raining. That's like the dry season.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Until I get there, right?
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so between December and March, where should I go if I hit up Panama? What's the best thing about it?
I believe that the rainforest is super pretty. So if you go to Gamboa, it's actually really cool because you could go into the canal, go to Bocas del Toro because they have like the little huts over the water. And just seeing the canal in general is really amazing. I think you should do that.
Well, thank you. All right, we'll continue this conversation. We've got Jay, he's dating out of his league. So if you are ugly dating up, we want to hear from you. If you're very attractive dating down, like you know that who you're with is ugly, call us up as well. And if you know you're attractive, what's attractive about you? And if you know you're ugly, what's ugly about you? 818-955-2955. For the people who are listening and want to text the show, you can always text HF and then your comment to 68683. 310 says, I don't consider myself unattractive, but I am for sure dating out of my league. Past 2 years, I've been dating Miss Gay Universe 2023. J. Lau Pharaoh Halston. Not a cheap plug, but she is way more attractive than I am. Miss Gay Universe.
Let's look her up.
I thought that was a unicorn named Feathers. What, you haven't heard about Unicorn Planet?
Oh, Unicorn Planet.
Three wishes. The first, a fur jacket. The second, a flying car. And the third was a planet full of unicorns. This is the story of that planet. A gay boy wished for a planet full of unicorns. Planet Unicorn, Unicorn Planet. Give it up for Feathers. Ooh, Cadillac and Tom Cruise. Oh, Planet Unicorn, hey.
All right.
The best.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
Did you look her up, Johnny?
Miss Gay
Universe.
Universe.
J. Lau. J-A-Y-L-A-U. Pharaoh. Halston.
And this person is dating her.
Yeah, I want to see who Miss Gay Universe looks like.
Me too.
All right, we have Aridia.
Now text and apologize.
It sounds like a disease.
I'm sorry.
I have Aridia.
Aridia?
Are you suffering with Aridia? Call your doctor to find out if you qualify for Aridia today. Causes rapid heartbeat, dizziness, restless leg syndrome, heart attacks.
And may cancer. Make you date ugly men. Hello, Aridia.
Aridia.
Hi. Hi. It's Aridia.
Aridia. Oh, well, that's different.
Yes. Yeah,
hello, a lot better.
Aridia. So, hi. You know you're dating an ugly guy.
Well, yes. Yes, I do.
Well,
we're not dating anymore, just as of recently, but yes, he was ugly.
Like, what about him made him ugly?
Well, he was short. Very short.
Mm-hmm. Short doesn't mean ugly. He can be hot and short. Look at the Peter Dinklage.
Does. That's
true.
Okay. Well, I don't know. He was just, I guess he had a big nose. He was just.
He lived under a bridge.
How was the wiener?
It was nice.
All right.
And so, that was what I was going to get to. That was the reason for it. He had a nice wiener. He was good in bed.
Short, big nose, good wiener, good in bed.
Yes, but crazy.
Great. Well,
right. Maybe that's why ugly dudes just whip it out for women. Because they're like, they know probably. That they're ugly, but they probably have a nice wiener. They're like, hey, look at this.
I got God, nice God take it, then God giveth.
Well, it's weird because
they're so confident.
Yeah, this text came in. It says he's a guy with a small wiener, and he dates ugly women because he's got a small wiener.
Wow. So, because that was your question. Yeah. Why, if you're good looking, why would you date an ugly woman?
Either way. Aridia, you consider yourself attractive.
Yes.
And what when you look in the mirror, what do you love the most?
I like my cheekbones.
You got some high cheekbones?
Yes.
All right.
I like that. Okay.
All right. Yeah, people like that. They like the prominent cheekbones. Can't make you look like a man sometimes, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No. She's not talking about a cut cheekbone. She's talking about a high cheekbone, like where women will get fillers to sort of give you.
Oh, those big balls of cheeks.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Can I get a VIP?
Yeah, we'll give you VIP. You can stay at home. Play this back for all your friends. How vain you are on the radio, okay?
Aridia.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Aridia, stay on hold. Thank you.
There's your, thank you, Heidi, by the way.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's Miss Gay Universe?
Yep.
You really can't tell how attractive she is because you got so damn much makeup on. Yeah.
That's true.
Without the makeup.
And that's without the makeup?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like Bobby Lee.
Are you confused?
Looks like Bobby Lee, I think.
Oh my God.
Yeah, kind of looks like Bobby Lee.
Bobby Lee's a hot girl if you just try a little harder. Yeah.
Wow, it's crazy what makeup can do for somebody. So I'm not really into that.
You don't like a lot of makeup, yeah.
No. My wife doesn't wear a lot of makeup.
I know, I'll get that too. Like, people go, I like you a lot better now that you're not all glammed up for dish. You just look more regular. Like, I like it.
Who said that?
I get some Instagram comments, like, I like you better like this than all dolled up.
Yeah, but who specifically on Instagram said that?
Well, like, and my wife said that.
Really?
I mean, specifically, I could look them up right now on a picture I posted.
Give them a shout out, because I'd like to look them up on Instagram and make me drop into their DMs and say something myself.
Cody in it.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Oh, well, Eric Roberts says miss you guys. Oh, we should have Eric Roberts in.
Yeah, he has to come on the show. He was a guest many times for that, looking for that actor for the $100,000 yeah. name game.
Oh, that's right.
909 says, I love small wieners and I'm not ugly. Tell that guy to send a pic.
Hmm. Small wieners are very, they're fine.
Underrated?
It's fine. You can have a great time with a small wiener. Yeah. I mean, my wife has a very, very small wiener, and I have a fantastic time.
Ew.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a wiener. We don't have to have a wiener to have a good time. Oh, yeah. Just saying. Don't worry about it, guys. If you have a smaller one, it's no big deal.
The human penis is a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you got to worry if it's too, if it's big, then you're like, ooh, then you worry because nobody can handle it. Not nobody. Like, I guess there's a lid for every bouquet. Every
951 says, I'm not that ugly of a person, but my fiance is beautiful. She looks like the real life version of Jessica Rabbit. Everywhere we go, she turns heads.
Oh, I have a friend Mary who looks just like Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah?
Oh my God. She's ridiculous.
And everywhere she goes, she turns heads.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. She's a fox.
Oh yeah.
Mm. Mm.
657, I'm a good-looking guy. At 50, I have that Wooderson attitude about life and dating.
What's that?
Wooderson? All right, all right, all right. That's pretty, Wooderson was...
Oh, no matter how old I get, they stay the
same. Yeah, I mean, he's just, you know, laid back.
All right, all right, all right.
Gotcha.
That's Wooderson.
Mm-hmm. Now I remember.
I'm that guy from Huntington Beach. Life's really good. Check out my vibe. No, I'm kidding. I think it might be a different guy.
My mom's friend's dating somebody. My mom's friend's 72, and this guy's 74. And my mom's friend's been widowed for a long time, and this guy is too. And they start dating, and he tells her, "I'm not really looking for anything serious," which I thought was hilarious.
Why? Because they're 80s.
Well, yeah, you're like 72 and 74. He's like, no, hey, I just want to be clear. I'm not looking for anything serious. I go, Mom, he's 74. Like, want to keep his options open?
No, I think it's going, you know, are we going to be buried together? You know, it's like, let's not get cemetery plots. I mean, come on. That's serious at 74 and dating. It's like, let's go plot shopping.
Plot
shopping. It's like, no, let's not do that. I already got a plot. It's with the old lady. I got to bury her. So even if, you know, we start hanging out, it's not that serious where I'm going to, like, get buried next to you.
Oh, my God. That made me laugh so hard.
I've been listening to KLOS since forever.
95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1, Los Angeles.
Definitely.
Heidi and Frank in the morning.
Kevin and Sluggo
on your ride home.
Southern California's rock station. It's KLOS.